The devil's trying to give me the flu.
What's poppin', everybody? The Drew and Mike Show. Taking you into the weekend. And as I mentioned yesterday, man, you are listening to the show. And I'm kind of bummed because I wish there was something better to talk about.
Yeah.
To escape the miserable world out there.
Well, there's plenty. There's some other stuff. There's a slew of things.
I got something for you right here, guys.
What?
Crustless Pop-Tarts.
I'm not eating that. You have the coronavirus.
The crusts have chocolate on them.
Wait, who's going to eat those crusts? Who's touched that plate?
What? Why is there chocolate on the crusts? I mean, that seems kind of wasted, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Giving away the chocolate-covered crusts?
Can I have the crust, too? Well, I'd rather eat that part first, is my point.
Yeah, I really like that chocolate flavor. Can I have a crust?
Oh, great. Eat them all, Drew.
Get all the chocolate on that.
Man, see, that's a waste. People are starving, Brandon.
Good luck eating it. Those crust sticks suck.
Now, you've been coughing a lot, so should I be worried or concerned? Should I wipe this down in Purell before I eat it?
I went to the doctor's last week. I didn't get a corona test, but I'm okay.
I did wipe down the surface today.
I've wiped down the surface like 15 times today because Joe has it.
Been washing my hands quite a bit, too. In fact, the screen had a... The television screen had a good list of things, and I was so pumped... They actually took a picture of it. Protective measures.
Read them off. Those are great.
Close schools, cancel large gatherings, restrict travel, clean hands often, avoid close contact, cover coughs and sneezes, clean and disinfect, wear mask if sick.
Hey,
Can
they put that out in October as well? And then November for just the regular flu and every other illness as well?
Be nice.
As well.
We're live on Facebook. And corny as it sounds, it's 2020, so why aren't you 2020, 2020? Dr. Yaldo! Did I say 2020 too many times?
2020, 2020, 20.
Dr. Yaldo sponsors Facebook Live, and he would love for you to get a consult with him, the most experienced eye surgeon in the Midwest. To see if you're eligible to become 2020 or better, and maybe even in the see-off. With LASIK surgery, if you're sick of your bad vision and constantly having to re-up your glasses, contacts, reading glasses, probably looking all over the place for those too, prescription sunglasses, so on and so forth, Dr. Yaldo hopefully could be a place for you to get help with the LASIK or the multifocal lens implants for people 45 plus. Or you might want to wait. He might say that waiting is the best idea for you and something you can do in a few years. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to yaldoeyecenter.com. Oh, boy. What a... just been watching things get canceled all day today.
Last night, wasn't that insane?
Tom Hanks has coronavirus?
Yeah, it was insane.
That hour, was it like from 8 to 9? Well, when I was leaving here, I said to Drew, I said, hey, something really weird is going on in Oklahoma City with this Jazz... Thunder.
Yeah, this long delay is like, what are they waiting for? Nobody knows what for.
And then it turns out, hey, what happened was, did you see the doctor run out into the middle of the court?
Yes.
That's pretty wild.
No, it was pretty wild.
That guy has the power to stop an NBA game single-handedly. And you can see Chris Paul mouth, where's Rudy? Where's Rudy at? There's Rudy Gobert, who ended up testing positive for coronavirus.
Well, they just get the test results right before the game?
That's honestly what it sounds like, Drew. However, they knew he was tested.
Right.
Because it takes, 24 hours, it seems?
Mm-hmm.
So they knew he was tested. Why were they going forward with it anyway?
You know, that's a good question. Well, because...
You should get tested, bro.
Because there's a lot of money involved in these basketball games. And we'll get to more on that. Guard Donovan Mitchell, his teammate, has also tested positive for the coronavirus.
Yeah.
So we could have half the NBA... not only having the coronavirus, but spreading it to their families and their favorite sluts and girlfriends.
It's amazing.
Wives.
Too, then after that, and then the NBA, and watching Cuban and that game being played live as they postpone the whole NBA season is wild. Then you cut to...
Did they finish the game that...
The Mavericks game? Hell yeah.
Why did they even finish it?
They were already going. Anybody's going to get it or something.
I've already got it anyway.
Why not finish the game? But they canceled the night game. There's a game on ESPN after that that was canceled. But then you go over to the Big Ten Network, and there's old Freddie Hoiberg passing out on the bench, which, once again, be a little aware of what's going on in the world and how that might look. Turns out he just had the flu.
Uh-huh.
But still, he's, you know, got his head in his hands, and he's sweating profusely.
They've got fans in the stands.
Yes.
And they're warming up to play on Wednesday, or to Thursday at noon, Michigan and Rutgers. Yeah. And all of a sudden they decide, hey, you know what, this is kind of crazy. And meantime, the NBA is canceled. The NHL.
Suspended. They're going to get the season.
The NHL is not playing. Major League Baseball said spring training is
delayed.
Mm-hmm. And opening day is more than likely delayed. Tom Hanks.
Houston, we have a problem.
There it is. Tom Hanks has the coronavirus. Rita Wilson, his wife as well. Hanks has diabetes, too. I didn't realize that.
Huh.
Yeah, they played a clip from, I think it was the Colbert Show, where he was announced that he'd had blood sugar problems and graduated to diabetes.
Why is there no response from Rita Wilson? I'm fearing that she might be near death.
Oh, it's because the family has a spokesperson. Chet Hayes.
Oh, that's right.
What's up, everyone? It's true. My parents got coronavirus. Crazy.
We didn't doubt that.
They're both down in Australia right now. All I see are green blobs. But I just got off the phone with them. They both are fine. They're not even that sick. They're not worried about it. They're not tripping, but they're going through the necessary health precautions, obviously.
They're not tripping?
But I don't think it's anything to be too worried about. I appreciate everyone's concern and the well wishes, but I think it's all going to be all right. But I appreciate
You're sending Chet well wishes?
Just everybody stay safe out there. Much love.
My question after seeing that is, did he take off his shirt before he did that? Or did he go, should I put a shirt on for this? Nah.
They're not tripping.
I guess he wants everybody to see his green blobs.
Yeah, so do you think he had a shirt on? He's like, well, they got to see these sweet tats. Or is he just walking around without a shirt thinking?
I don't think he had a shirt on.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think he goes shirtless a lot. He's pretty buff, too.
They're not tripping.
I mean, Tom Hanks is a pretty regular-sized guy. Sure. Chet Hayes, or Chet Hanks, whatever you prefer, looks to me like, is he doing steroids for a while or something?
Probably.
What is his M.O., Chet Hanks? Isn't he kind of not like
you would think
Tom Hanks' kid would be?
He's a rapper. He had to go to rehab, too.
Well, he's not like the other one. Was that Colin?
Yeah, Colin seems really straight. And he seems kind of Tom Hanks-y.
Colin?
Yeah.
Oh, Colin's a spitting image of his daddy.
Yeah, it's with a different mother, though.
Chet and Colin. Yeah, they're different. Yeah.
Wait, Chet is with Rita?
Yeah. Lovely Rita.
Well, anyway.
So it's all her genes.
So, you know, we're kind of watching the world stop. And, you know, it's announcement after announcement after announcement. And still, March Madness is still on the schedule.
Moo-hoo-ha-ha.
Just with no fans. And Jay Billis was on ESPN. And I'm thinking, wait, should I give him a thanks for listening to the podcast? Or what's up with that? Because he gave a pretty strong sort of editorial statement about how, you know, here we've got the NBA canceling.
Yeah.
The NHL is about to cancel. Colleges are canceling classes. They're telling students on spring break not to come back. Mm-hmm. And so the paid professionals in these sports are not playing. And the amateurs, well, they're going to go ahead and play.
Yeah. What time did he say?
I wonder why that would be.
What time did he say this at?
It was about 1 o'clock.
Because Levitard had the same exact take you had at about 10:30, 11. That it's really interesting that the paid players are suspended, but not the amateurs. So
it's
clear he's listening to the podcast.
Obviously, they make 3/4 of what they make in the year on college basketball during March Madness.
Yeah,
it's about $1 billion in TV rights for that alone. So if anybody says we were just consulting with local health officials and blah 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 blah, blah bullshit. No, they didn't want to lose the money.
So,
because the money, I would assume the networks just get the money back. Well, How could they possibly make that up unless they have March Madness in May?
Yeah, the sponsors, they didn't fulfill what their sponsors need.
No.
There's no way they push it back even further, right? There's no way.
I don't know. I well, I would think that the NCAA would be delighted to try and play it.
What was the domino? Because they
did have a 32-team thing in a few weeks.
Ugh, gross.
I mean, doesn't it seem like they're going to want to? They're going to want that money.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe they just play it in April. April and May. Why not just push it back?
I don't see why not. I mean, building availability would be a kind of an issue, but they can change buildings.
Ah, come on. They'll be fine. They got enough money. They'll figure it out. What do you think of the domino was that fell that really made the... Because the NCAA just announced, a half hour ago that, no tournament this
take your time. And the Monster Truck poll, too. They just announced.
Monster Jam shows them respect.
Oh, excuse me.
Fucking Gravedigger. What a pussy. Gravedigger's scared of a little COVID-19.
I was a little surprised by that.
What's the reason for having any event right now?
I have no idea. I mean, Fast and Furious 9 has delayed production. Good. Quiet Place 2 has delayed release. Everything is moving back.
Peter Rabbit Part 2.
Joel Osteen's services have been canceled.
It has.
Yes.
Wow.
Not the concert or the whatever it is with Yankee Stadium and Kanye. That has not been canceled.
It will be.
It's in May, so it's May
2nd.
Oh,
it is May.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. They might make that thing.
Well, the state of New York said no gatherings of over 500 people.
Yes.
How come in New York it's 500 and why in Seattle it's 250? Why does New York have to be that big of a dick to say, we're good enough to double it?
Are there some 300 gathering events that are extremely important?
Yeah.
Honestly,
I assume maybe they have more hospitals to take care of.
Anyway.
Which, by the way, we should call Bellevue back because Harvey's there and he's taking a COVID-19 bed.
He gets, that is so annoying. Oh, so his heart only goes south the minute there's a verdict. When he gets 23 years, chest pains, I got to go to the hospital. And when he was found guilty, my chest. They let him go home, he would have gone home.
I love that idea that whoever's going to murder him is just going to walk up and go, guilty. And he's going to go, grab his chest.
Fake.
They better put another stent in him somewhere. I don't care if it's in his butt. They got to put another stent in him like they did last time.
No
trips to the hospital, Weinstein, or else you're getting a stent.
Can I ask why Kate Beckinsale suddenly feels that she needs to tell her story?
I don't know.
First of all, he didn't assault her.
No, he just yelled at her. Right?
Second of all, was she waiting to find out how long he was going to be in prison before she told us about this?
Yeah, she feels safe now.
Seems that way.
Well, she was listed among the women who claim that they were assaulted by him in one way, shape, or another, at least on the grand scheme, the big, big, big list.
Can you Google that? Because I don't remember hearing that she was assaulted.
Here, I'll show you.
She says she was verbally assaulted. After 9/11, they had a premiere for Serendipity, which I think is such a stupid movie.
Serendipity?
John Cusack and Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, God. That sounds terrible. The name.
It's so dumb. I know. The name
and
alone.
And the two actors sound awful.
It was one of Cusack's poor choices. And so Ari Gold is in it, too. Ari Gold? Piven? Jeremy Piven?
Oh, my God. He gets worse by the second.
He has a really dorky role in that movie. Oh, it's so stupid.
I'm going to predict. Well, we were trying to see who's the next celebrity we think that might end up with COVID-19.
Yeah.
Because it was obviously Hanks, the whole Hanks family. And then Matthew Broderick's sister has it.
Yeah, saw that.
Who cares? No one knows who she is.
I was going to guess.
The only thing we know about Matthew Broderick's sister is that she now has coronavirus.
Pretty much.
So who's next?
I was going to guess Maggie Gyllenhaal because she was in that Elvis movie.
That would make sense. That would make good sense.
And then Jake could get it too because he and Maggie were hanging out.
And they have,
out.
They sleep together.
Well, that's Peter Sarsgaard, isn't he married to Maggie Gyllenhaal? He could get it.
I'm your sister. Peter. Oh, you're my sister.
Peter Sarsgaard.
And then, I don't know. Who does he hang out with?
All right, let's see what Beck's. Yeah, Kate's on the list.
Right.
Who said they were, women who said they were sexually harassed or assaulted by Weinstein. So I never heard. Is there a story besides the one she told today?
No.
There's 94 women that are listed on the list. So give me a moment. I can look into it.
Okay.
Because it has a reference.
What happened today is that she revealed that after 9/11, when Serendipity was having its premiere, which she felt was tone deaf and disrespectful because 9/11 had been 3 weeks prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
Is 3 weeks? I mean, I don't want to come out on Harvey Weinstein's side on this. What he said is not is not right.
Drew supports Harvey Weinstein.
I don't know why Kate Beckinsale is so worried. 3 weeks after, I mean, they were playing sports, weren't they?
Started
sports up and all that? Concerts?
I think this reaction seems, I don't want to say worse, but is it? It could be worse than 9/11. If there could be more deaths.
Absolutely, it could. I was
Markets
comparing
this hit as hard and
yeah, only another 2,000 points. 10%. 10% of the market's wealth was wiped out in one day. Yeah,
we're back to where we were on May 22nd, 2017.
You know, honestly,
so 3 years pretty much wiped out.
That doesn't sound as bad as 10% in one day.
You don't think so?
Well, in 2017, that's only 3 years ago. I mean,
3 years of gains, though.
I know. Believe me. Believe me, I know.
So here's the assault. So when she was 17 years old, she said she was asked to go up to meet Harvey Weinstein in his hotel room. He greeted her in a bathrobe.
Boy, talk about having a signature move, by the way.
She said, I was incredibly naive and young, and it did not cross my mind that this older, unattractive man would expect me to have any sexual interest in him. After declining alcohol and announcing that I had school in the morning, I left uneasy but unscathed.
Why would she...
Well, thanks for checking in, Kate.
And she wrote, she said that to, I guess, the Hollywood Reporter in 2017.
Is that story even worth telling compared to...
Compared to the other?
The same.
It shows he's a creep.
She's 17.
Right.
Well, anyway, she went to the premiere, and apparently she felt it was tone deaf, so she was not happy about going. And I don't know if that's why she wore a white suit and tie. In fact, they had a picture of her in this stupid-looking white suit with a tie, like a men's tie.
Okay.
But I guess that was her way of getting around the tone deafness by looking bad. I'll just wear something really stupid, and then it won't be as tone deaf.
Oh, my God, what a stupid outfit.
So it gets even dumber. The next day, Kate Beckinsale, her daughter has a play date with Harvey's daughter.
Ooh.
So apparently, in spite of all of Harvey's behavior, she sets up play dates with her daughter with his daughter. I mean, what?
Well, you know, she wants to get that
big serendipity role.
She didn't want her kid to suffer. Loves play dates.
She wanted her career badly. And Harvey, once the kids were settled, Harvey went off on her, calling her a stupid cunt. You cunt, you ruined my premiere. Jesus. If I'm throwing a red carpet, you get into a tight dress, shake your ass, and shake your tits.
My God, how controlling.
She started crying and tried to explain her feelings on 9/11, and Harvey said, I don't care if it's my fucking premiere and I want pussy on the red carpet, that's what I get.
Wow. All right, well, good for you, Harvey.
But he's got.
Why is that? Well,
he's got a boo boo, and he's back in the hospital.
Why is that so important to him?
I can't remember any story about him that resembles that story. I'm not saying she's lying, but
no.
Yeah. His thing seemed to be about, you know, getting some action right now.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm sure he sounds like he was an asshole. I think he's been trying to admit, no, it was an asshole, but I shouldn't be in prison. All the men in the country are confused just like me.
They took him to Bellevue for high blood pressure.
What a crock of shit.
He's wasting that bed.
Give me a break. If they had said, we're going to give you 2 weeks to go home and get your affairs in order, he would have gone home. Not be in Bellevue.
No, absolutely not. Until someone said, guilty!
Uh-oh.
The virus has been detected.
Don't feel good.
This is breaking news from the CVNN, Coronavirus News Network.
Coronavirus!
Stand by for complete, in-depth, and accurate breaking news and shit. Can't breathe.
Walter sounds a little sick, doesn't he?
I'm worried about him. Thank God he doesn't work from here.
Jeez, I'm glad he's in the booth.
A little bit, but yesterday's representative...
Oh, Trudy is not well, by the way.
No,
Trudy was not feeling well today, so she's not coming in.
We're pretty much convinced that she has coronavirus.
She was.
I think Joe has it too. But
she was at Coronavirus Arena on Sunday, the day after the player for the Jazz was there. What's his name?
Rudy Gobert.
Gobert.
He was French. Go back to where you came from.
But by the way, I heard I got a little connection with the Red Wings.
Oh,
pretty good connection. Though. And it was brought to my attention this morning that because the Red Wings played at Coronavirus Arena, or CVA, the day after Gobert was there, that they felt they needed to do something. They didn't really know what, but they were thinking about it. And there's, I think, maybe some guys self-quarantining, which is
why not
strange, but I mean, no harm.
I don't understand the people, and I know people in my personal life that are just mad at all this stuff going on, the canceling. I'm like, really?
Well, it is kind of, it's frustrating.
But who cares?
Oh, no. I mean, to get through this?
Yeah. I'd rather take a vicious short-term hit as opposed to letting it run off for 6 months and hospitals be pushed to the edge and the
I see overwhelmed. It's not hard at all for me to see the downside of people just getting sick constantly and the health system being overrun because we've got to go see Gravedigger or, you know... all these Division I schools need to make their money on March Madness, we just triple the coronavirus.
There's no sporting event I love more than March Madness.
Me too. And
frankly, I'm glad it's postponed or canceled or whatever they want to call it. Because I don't care, I guess, enough.
If they play it in late April or May, I think people will be so excited to watch.
Sure.
Because we missed it. I mean, that's something in March that's you can count on.
And that's baseball time.
Well, that's being pushed back,
too. Yeah, but, you know, opening day will be... pushed back. We can handle it all.
We could have the NBA finals in August.
I know it's right, crazy well, how right late it is football. Already.
That's awesome.
I'll still take it. I'd love the NBA finals in August.
It doesn't bother me when it's played. And the market's going to go back up.
Yeah.
It really will.
I'm sure it will.
I don't know if it's going to go back to where it was, but it's...
And I don't know when. You know, the problem in 2009 was...
Well, the market a lot of earnings just got, are lost.
It just got whacked. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, companies were cutting employees, and the economy was shrinking, and all these bad things were happening because nobody could get any credit. You know, and the banks had given these ridiculous mortgages, and, you know, it was just on and on and on.
The Fed made a move today.
Who's Layla barking at?
Someone with coronavirus.
Did he order food?
Oh, maybe. Maybe that's what it is. Oh,
okay. No,
a beautiful dog.
I was seriously thinking about it. So, did Trudy change your mind? I kind of hope not.
Come on up here.
Will on Facebook
Live. Trudy, you just self-quarantine.
Will on Facebook Live said, great time to not be a sports podcast. And I got to tell you, maybe that's the other thing I find really intriguing is how ESPN is going to fill all their time.
Oh, God. How about 97.1? 97.1, your coronavirus headquarters.
Yeah, the first couple days will be fine because you'll have things to discuss and stuff to
stick
get out
to
there.
Sports!
But then,
stay in your lane, 97.1!
Next week...
Get out of our lane!
I have a feeling we're going to hear a lot of Mount Rushmores, huh?
Great, that'll be so exciting to listen to. I mean, that's hilarious to me that, you know, stick to sports, don't talk about anything outside of sports. And, well, you know what? Now there's no sports.
So. Well, there is a new no filter today, and obviously the conversation has to be with sports and coronavirus. But with those guys comes a lot of the interviews, and we did talk to Joe West, the controversial umpire who always gets in fights and stuff like that. So that show will...
Oh, those cats always have something to talk about.
Yeah, we'll continue. Yeah. Bob Page. Yeah.
They always stories.
Plenty to discuss.
Can you tell me,
Page angry at the coronavirus?
Bob Page hates the coronavirus very much.
Everyone hates the coronavirus.
Bob Page hates the mass hysteria. And, I mean, I understand. I get it. I was at Meijer last night because I had to pick up diapers
for the baby. You went to Meijer, huh?
Plus, I wanted to see what goes on. I always go to Meijer at like 11 or 12 at night because it's just the work schedule. I get home at around 9. So, it's always empty. I go there, and it's just... utterly packed. I mean, there's people all over the place.
At 11?
Midnight.
Midnight?
At midnight. It's packed with people, and all, you know, the shelves are bare, and not just the toilet paper rolls. Obviously, that one's completely bare, but, you know, the chicken and just all the food is picked at because people are panicking. In fact, here's me standing behind a guy in line at Meijer.
Hello, boys. Buying everything you need?
Yep, all set.
Okay, let's see here. Toilet paper. So what are you kids up to tonight?
We're just gonna watch some TV, maybe play a board game.
Nice relaxing night at home, huh? Toilet paper? Toilet paper?
Yes. This is what's going on right now.
Okay, toilet paper?
Was there any toilet paper?
No, of course not. There wasn't any at Meyer, Kroger, Walmart, nothing.
Toilet paper? So but where'd you get toilet
some,
paper?
I did find some at 7-Eleven. And I needed
not my 7-Eleven.
Your 7-Eleven.
What?
Yes.
In fact.
You didn't take it all, did you?
There ain't none left.
What? How much did you take?
There was only.
They only sell 4 packs.
There were 4 packs and there was 4 of them. So I bought all 16.
Brandon.
You know what's funny? I'm really finding out.
Hog.
Finding out all these places that sell toilet paper that I had no idea sell toilet paper. Like
Ace Hardware.
Like Ace Hardware.
Yeah. Ace Hardware.
I have no idea.
Not really. But paper. I know now. There's a lot of Ace Hardware toilet paper in my house. Quite a bit.
That doesn't sound very, very nice toilet paper. But I don't know why.
It's kind of like finding the rock concert tickets at, what was the mall I mentioned?
Oh, Northland.
Yeah, Northland.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there weren't a lot of Stones fans that went to Northland. I don't know why.
But for reals, though, I know we give a lot of shit to the Alex Jones and the Jim Bakers of the day, but don't those food buckets sound pretty delicious right now when all the stores close down and you get no food?
Only $678, 30-day supply.
Straight up, this is what Jim Baker's been selling you. Well, he's been selling you the fact that during an apocalyptic event.
This is not going to be an apocalypse.
You're not going to get food.
I know it's not going to be an apocalypse.
It's not an apocalypse.
People are fucking acting like it, though.
And
it
certainly wouldn't be the apocalypse that he is talking about.
Are they really acting like this is an apocalypse?
Some people are
really
acting.
Feel that way.
If you don't believe that there's a hint of mass hysteria here.
Oh, there's absolutely a hint of mass hysteria.
I don't know what to tell you.
No, I agree.
That's a little different than people preparing for the apocalypse. I think people are just stocking up.
There's no need to buy the shit that Jim Baker or Alex Jones sells. And by the way, the FDA is on both their cases for promising to cure coronavirus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some toothpaste with silver in it. It'll make your teeth.
And a quick side note, the DrewandMikeStore.com, DrewandMikeStore.com. Shit rags will be available shortly. We're just kind of figuring out the pattern that we want, maybe the felt, how it's going to feel on your butt. Washable shit rags. Ugh. Get plenty. Get a whole pack of them for your family. You don't want to share a shit rag with your sister. That's gross. So get your own shit rag today. Pre-orders available. DrewandMikeStore.com.
I watched a lot of Infowars.com today. That was a blast. That was really good. He had Milo on hawking his book. Remember that guy, Milo?
Yes.
Holy shit. Is it
what is bad? Alex Jones talking about today? I can only imagine.
Well, this is all a lie. I mean, this is a manufactured virus. It's because it's got a strain of the HIV virus in it.
It's a manufactured virus.
Yeah, by China, and it's out there. By the way, you can still buy these. The Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle from my website.
Do these people
honestly, Drew, in the
believe anything anymore? I mean, they don't believe that someone shot up a bunch of 6-year-olds at a school. No. They think people are running around pretending to be grieving parents.
No. And Alex actually at one point said, you know, people are getting mad at me because I'm not being as worried as they think I should be. So he's become
coward.
The voice of reason.
People are cancer.
It's so bizarre.
All right, they are still selling cars in Holly. Yeah. In fact, you can still buy or lease a new or used car and come to dinner with us at Mesa Tacos and Tequila. Now, that has not been canceled yet. I think we have a statement, though, from the Red Shovel Network.
Yeah, the public health and safety of our listeners. It's our first priority wherever we are. So in addition to following CDC guidelines, we're staying in close touch with local, state, and federal health agencies, restaurant leaders, officials in Royal Oak. We have also intensified cleaning and disinfecting procedures of highly trafficked surfaces and common areas.
Yes.
We will remain flexible as new information becomes available.
So the dinner technically is on.
As of now.
But if something happens,
we're in close touch with local.
We are talking. Yeah, we are.
Federal
health
agencies.
By the way, how are these people always in close touch? If so many people are in close touch with all these health agencies, then how do these health agencies have time to talk to all these people?
The internet.
We need to have Marasso send out a mass email to everybody who's ever purchased anything on the DrewandMikeStore.com just to let you know our stance on the coronavirus.
Well, that's the other funny thing is, and I know we're in the middle of a read, but the list of email entities that I've received, you know, explaining coronavirus and what they're doing is just really laughable to me.
Oh, I've had quite a few guests offered. Quite a few guests.
Oh, really?
At guest spurts. On coronavirus.
Well, we talked about how 4Hymns sent one out.
About how they're monitoring the...
My dentist sent one out. The Michigan Lottery sent one out.
It's because they all want to mention, but I guess.
I think the most laughable one is Speedy Rewards.
What's so laughable about Speedy Rewards points?
Well, why are they sending me an update on COVID-19?
Maybe because I have 198,000 points, and they want to just make sure that those points are still valid. And that
it's not about you. I got the email.
All right. Well, let me finish the read. We can figure this out. Let's see. We're all going to be at the Mesa Taco. Well, provided health officials are okay with it. We'll all be at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas, enjoying a nice dinner with those of you who have purchased a pre-loved vehicle from Jim Bentley, leased one, or leased or purchased a new vehicle. And they've got news on, let's see, the 2020 Ford F-150 Supercrew XLT 4x4 is as low as $252, down from $272. And you guessed it, with zero cash due. That's because they're kicking off their spring zero cash due event to entice you to come in, get new wheels, and score a dinner with us. There's also the 2020 Ford Fusion, as low as $129 with zero cash due. Boy, if you can get a Ford Fusion for a good price, I really like that car. Or at least the all-new 2020 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive, as low as $222 with zero cash due. Hurry, because March 16th is right around the corner. In fact, it's really just a few days. Monday would be the 16th, the last day, so there. And Luke Nowacki is a busy guy, talking to a lot of people. Some of them he's talking down. Some of them he's talking about getting into the market, which is, yeah, it looks a little scary when shaving 10%.
Jump in now.
It is a discount. If you're planning your future, though, you probably are an average time buyer, or you're in mutual funds or things that reflect the market for better or worse, because in the long haul, generally speaking, the market moves in an upward direction. So you're beating inflation. And these are things, Luke Nowacki, we'd love to talk to you about if you don't have a financial plan for your future, for your kids' college. 401k investments, are you in the right things? Call Luke Nowacki, 248-663-4748.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of
Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
So, oh, no.
The virus has been detected.
Don't feel good.
This is breaking news from the CVNN, Coronavirus News Network.
Coronavirus!
Stand by for complete, in-depth, and accurate breaking news. Ugh. And shit. Can't breathe.
There's actually two pieces of news. One is Rudy Gobert has released a statement.
Does he apologize for touching all the microphones?
First and foremost, the most important thing is that I would like to publicly apologize to the people that I may have endangered.
Like those kids in Detroit that you gave your armbands to?
That's right.
At the time, I had no idea I was infected. I was careless and make no excuse. I hope my story serves as a warning and causes everyone to take this seriously. I will do whatever I can to support my experience as a way to educate others and prevent the spread of this virus.
Let's not get carried away, Rudy.
This is a good line. I've gone through many emotions since learning of my diagnosis, mostly fear, anxiety, and embarrassment.
I apologize to everybody in the world.
How did he get it again?
They don't know, but it seems like when he was touching on those microphones, when he was laughing at the NBA policy of keeping the media away from the players and he touched them all, he probably got it from that. But
That's right. Apologize.
There's also word that he was doing the same thing in the locker room to players and players' stuff. Like laughing about it and like grabbing their shoes.
Well, Donovan Mitchell has the coronavirus now. His teammate.
You got it. Yep. Now, the other piece of breaking news is Disneyland is finally closed.
Well, take your time, Disneyland.
But not Disney World in Florida.
What? That's like canceling the Big Ten tournament, but not March Madness, which is where we stood for a few hours today.
Yeah. So Disneyland in California, but Disney World is still wide open.
We're going to Disney World!
I tell you, it seems like Florida is not bothered by this at all.
Well, they have cases. They got cases, don't they?
They've had deaths.
By the way, before the NCAA, the players who aren't paid, before that was canceled, even though their classes were canceled and many of them aren't really in session, they're telling kids to stay home after spring break since kind of coincides with that. The University of Duke and the University of Kansas announced that they would not play in the NCAA tournament before the NCAA tournament canceled the tournament.
That's what I was getting to a while ago. I think that honestly was the big tipping point.
Well, how ridiculous is that? The teams have to say they won't play.
Well,
teams that would be in the tournament, a number one seed, has to say, you know what, this is really serious, and whether you understand it or not, we do. And we're not putting our players at risk, and we're not going through airports, and we're not, because it's not just being in an empty stadium.
No,
it's traveling
and yelling and sweating and
dealing with reporters. I really think the big tipping point was the Rudy Gobert thing. It's like, oh, wow, this anybody can get it.
Yep. Anybody can get it from him when they're in a game with him or could have gotten it from him.
The NCAA must have known that other schools were going to say exactly what Kansas and Duke said, which I told you earlier. I said I was really on the fence about this because did I want my school, Michigan, to jump on the bandwagon really quick and be the third team to say we're not going to play in the tournament, or did I want them to hold out and have like 80 teams drop out, run a tournament anyway with the possibility of winning? Like a real strip down tournament with really shit teams.
There's only four teams in the tournament, and Michigan's won them, so technically they're in the final four.
They'd probably,
this is awesome.
They'd make it
another banner.
They'd make it to the final game and lose to fucking Weber State. Or
I just thought of something. We were talking about how ESPN and our friends at 97.1. What in the world are they going to do? I mean, I would feel so dreadful right now. If we were still on 105.1, I'd be in tears.
Wow, we would.
No games to talk about. I mean, we could fill the space
with
stuff.
We would do whatever we wanted to do.
There's not much to talk about right now. Do you want to call up Maz? I want to find out what the rap with Maz, are they suspended?
Oh, that's a bad idea.
Because what is the rap with Maz going to do? I think it's a good way to lighten things up a little bit.
I have a feeling he's mad that they've canceled all these things.
Let's find out.
It doesn't affect him. You know, it affects him and his viewing. But
damn it,
he was going to go anyway. What do you guys think might happen?
He's not going to be happy about it.
No.
Oh, the Hall Financial Hotline is wide open. And interest rates, if your interest rate is anywhere near 4%, you need to think about refinancing. And maybe you've got something you can wind into that, like some high interest rate credit card debt. Or maybe it's another debt of some kind. Hall Financial has done some great things in creative financing or refinancing to help people out with situations like that. They've got 1,200 five-star reviews. They do it in 19 days. Industry average is 44. Go to druinmike.hallfg.com or call 248-308-5000 for Hall Financial. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 1467435.
Jeez.
Brandon.
What is wrong with you?
Is it official that you get coronavirus from a fart?
I think it's the cure.
You can.
It's the cure. You could fart it out.
Hello.
Maz!
Hey, Drew, you just interrupted Rhinestone Cowboy on my radio.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
All right, we'll call you back.
It's a great song.
Okay, bye.
Glenn Campbell's later career number one hit.
Phenomenal.
Was it on the radio or did you put it on?
No, it was on Sirius 7.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, we'll play it here so you can enjoy it.
A terrible conversion.
I've been walking these streets so long.
Yeah, what is this crap version? Not very good production.
This is from Glenn Campbell's YouTube channel.
I got you, Brandon.
Oh, much better.
Hey, blame Glenn Campbell. That's his YouTube channel.
Oh, you found it, though.
Do you have an audio exciter over there? Remember, we ran
the
all
guy
our...
break. He's dead.
We ran all our music through an audio exciter when I was at 96 FM
really?
In Charlotte. Yeah.
Sweet.
And I could not tell the difference.
So who's the salesman that sold that?
No idea.
The music man?
Probably a consultant.
Audio exciter.
Oh, here comes the hook!
Oh,
everybody!
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
What?
Rodeo. How you doing, Maz?
Oh, yeah. I'm good, Drew. What's up, boys?
We were
Trudy
concerned.
Trudy has coronavirus.
Yeah, Trudy's not,
hey, Trudy.
Not well. She's not here. She's sick.
She's self-quarantined.
She'll be happy that he said hi to her, though. She'll listen.
How's Zoops?
Zoops seems to be okay.
Too.
Right.
No dry cough Zeus. Over there.
Yeah, right.
Zeus doesn't That's seem great. To be tired or sore.
He's been exposed.
But, Maz, we were having a conversation about, you know, what is ESPN going to do? Everything is canceled. What is 97.1 going to do? And I thought, wait, what is the rap with Maz going to do? Are you suspending the show for a while?
Hell no, man. The show must go on.
Well, what topics, what are you going to talk about tomorrow?
I'm going to get some good guests on. Tomorrow I've got, what do I have on tomorrow? I've got Kevin Allen. He's going to talk about, you know, the NHL stopping their season. I've got Jay Busby on from Yahoo Sports. Exactly.
But what is there
it's
to
really
say?
Great.
I mean, what do you say about
it? Oh, we're just going to talk. You mean whether Ricciardi's on tomorrow. We'll talk to him about locker rooms and, you know, we're going to have a trainer on, that kind of stuff.
Hey, a trainer? What's a trainer going to talk about?
Cleaning
coronavirus?
Team doctor. Team doctor, like, you know, Arnie Kander or something like that. You know,
okay.
Just to see what's happening.
So we can talk about how, for example, Gobert got the coronavirus and how he could have passed it along.
Exactly.
All right. How about next week?
Well, Maz is all over this stuff.
Week? Yeah.
Next week, we'll come up with some other ideas, you know, just on the fly.
So you're not worried at all.
Is there any chance of a Mount Rushmore show? The Mount Rushmore of the NBA?
No, Mount Rushmore. No. I want to go to Mount Rushmore.
Are you going to do any how to fix blank, like how to fix baseball, how to fix football?
That's not bad. That's a good idea.
You know, the XFL is still
thinking.
The XFL still playing, I think, in front of fans.
Yeah, XFL's still going.
That's going to be canceled.
The XFL can play because
WWE canceled their show tomorrow at Little Caesars.
Were you keeping a close eye on that?
You know what I'm pissed about? That the Frozen Four is canceled. I had ready to go to the Frozen Four.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's the NCAA hockey.
That's the hockey Final Four.
No, when was it scheduled? When's it supposed to be?
Second week in April, right?
April 9th. April 9th or 10th.
But they waited till the last possible minute to cancel the basketball. So, why is the basketball different than the hockey? Would it be the money involved?
But the hockey tournament starts a week after the NCAA. So instead of starting next week, it would have been the week after, which is
then they
probably
could have waited
still too
a week,
soon.
Technically.
I still think it's too soon.
There's no money involved in it. It was easy. An easy call.
That too. Sorry.
How about baseball canceling at least for a couple of weeks?
Good. It's smart.
Pushing back opening day.
I think they had to do that.
So, Tom, you're not mad. You're not mad at these cancellations, are you?
No, I'm not mad. Because last night I watched the Big East tournament. It was from Madison Square Garden. And St. John's is playing. And the crowd is unbelievable. And they come back. They 23-0 run to win the game against Georgetown. And that was, I'm telling you, the crowd got them to do that. How are you going to play without a crowd?
I
can't see it.
Who beat Georgetown? Who came back to beat them?
St. John's. Let me get this straight. You're mad, or you think it's okay to cancel it because if they weren't going to have fans, they shouldn't have it. It's not about the health and safety of the athletes?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely not. I don't care about that.
And then you're,
what about the health and safety of, of the fans? I mean, do you think they should have just had fans show up anyway?
I would have went. I would have been happy to go. I really would have.
Wait, Maz, but you've got three daughters who depend on you.
I know.
You're high risk, too.
I know, but I live a clean life. You know, I think I'd be okay.
Daddy! Daddy!
Have you guys... Is there a laminated list of things to do with the coronavirus, like wash your hands a lot? Is something on the refrigerator that's laminated by Kathy?
Nothing yet, but you know what? Kathy and Maddie went on a field trip today to Chicago.
What?
For the school... School put them on a bus. They went to Chicago. Now they get the word that they're canceling the rest of the trip. So guess what? They got to get back on the bus and come back to Detroit.
Too late. They already have it.
Why did they consider not going anyway? That sounds like such a bad idea.
They didn't want to break the kids' heart. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, is it worse to drive there and drive right back? That sucks.
Oh, that's an experience.
Well, Kathy and her a couple of her cronies are going to stay over and keep the kids there for another night or two.
Isn't that the silver lining that children seem to be okay with this? Coronavirus loves kids or something.
Yeah.
That doesn't.
I know.
Good immune systems.
I mean, there have been some rare
kids
occasions.
Kids and old men.
So Maz, wait a second. She's staying there and then they're going to fly home?
No. They one of them took a van, a minivan.
Oh, okay. So they drive.
They'll hop in there. But it's room enough for three adults and three kids.
Did you tell Kathy to please avoid crowds?
No, I told her just go out, have a good time, you know, just be careful.
No, you're not.
Spend as much time there as she wants.
Yeah. You guys haven't talked about social distancing?
Are you trying to have her get coronavirus?
No, I don't want her to get coronavirus.
Did you tell her to lick every hard surface?
They were at a submarine today. They actually had one of those submarine tours. So I didn't believe they actually went into that, but if they went into that, they can go into anything.
You mean like at Navy Pier or somewhere?
Yeah. I don't know where it's at, but I've been on this particular tour.
A real-life submarine that's in the water or in a museum?
No, it's in a museum. The submarine is in the museum.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Yeah, I guess it wouldn't be likely to have a submarine in a Great Lake.
Matter of fact, Abby just jumped in the car with me. She just finished softball practice, so practices are still going on right now.
Really? How many people were gathered at the practice?
Abby, how many people?
There was a lot.
Were they practicing social distancing?
Well, they're playing positions, so they'd be far from each other. Well, when they're on the bench, they're close together.
Oh, I know that's high school, right, Tom?
You're outside.
Outside, that's true. Less chance. Abby, can you tell us what you're doing to avoid the coronavirus?
Abby!
I'm, just not touching anyone.
What about your own face?
No, I have not been touching my face.
Have you set your phone down on any hard surface and then picked it up and put it on your face and talked on it?
Yeah.
There's a lot of germs on a phone. You might want to
wipe that phone.
Do you want to just give up the phone for a few days, maybe?
Tom?
No.
Should your dad give up his phone for a few days? I mean, he's in an at-risk age.
Yeah, Tom could set an example.
He could.
Tom would rather get the virus than give up his phone.
Absolutely.
Abby.
I'm kind of with you, man.
Who is on the phone?
Drew, this is what ESPN should do, the old ESPN classics. Play the old games. I mean, I'd be all over that, watching old games.
Oh, anything that's old, absolutely.
Yeah.
What about
you know that? Remember ESPN class?
Absolutely.
I love anything that's old.
Remember when baseball was on strike in, was it 1981, and they had Australian rules football on all the time?
No, that I can't do. I'm sorry.
Not a fan?
Well, they used to have a roller derby on. They could bring roller derby back.
Yeah, sure. Roller derby's not bad.
Let me ask Abby a question.
E-sports.
Abby, who do you think who do you think is on their phone more, you or your dad?
Abby.
Probably me.
Oh, really?
Actually, no.
Wait a minute. Let me go to the latest picture that I sent the girls the other day.
Yeah, that's data. That's not this what is data. On phone more.
Let me go to my data.
That's bullshit.
Wi-Fi, I don't.
Hold on. Let me go to the data. Hold your horses.
You use Wi-Fi, I don't.
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
I think we know what the answer is going to be when you pull it up.
Here we go. Data.
Okay.
Leading the pack is Abigail Mazzaway.
Lily.
Oh, yeah, Lily. Lily. 29.9%.
Wow.
29.9%.
Abby. 28.9%.
Come on, Abby. You can beat Lily.
Maddie, 19.9%.
And?
Daddy, 17%.
What about Grandma?
Daddy.
Grandma. Well, Kathy is 4.1. Okay. Grandma, 0.2%.
I hope that wasn't a phishing email. Poor Grandma.
Abby, do you feel guilty that Grandma uses so little of the phone percentage?
I just don't even get it. I don't know how she doesn't use her phone.
Well, maybe she's just used to doing other things, or she finds ways to amuse herself. It sounds like maybe, are you guys a little over-reliant on your phones for entertainment?
Yeah.
What do you have to say?
Maybe.
Why don't you ask her about the 8:30 shutoff time?
Dad.
Oh, yeah. The 8:30 shutoff time. That's right. I know your mom, I think it might be on a laminated something on the kitchen or on the refrigerator. Oh, no, that's the Jeter rules.
That's the Jeter rules.
Are the Jeter rules being followed?
Abby, what are the Jeter rules?
They're on a laminate, I thought. Yeah. Aren't they laminated?
They are.
They are laminated.
They are laminated.
That's serious.
It shows that she hasn't looked at him. He's supposed to be taken out early in the morning, watched so he does his business, brought back in by the same person. Because you could put him out, 30 seconds later, he'll be back in the house because someone else let him in. I know all the rules.
Is Jeter, is that situation working through?
Not really.
Yes,
no.
You so think? Far.
Okay.
So far.
Oh.
Well,
some people are saying that Jeter might have to go to Grandma's house for a while. I don't know. Is that true, Abby?
Not anymore.
No. Okay. Do you think you might brush up on the laminate on the kitchen on the refrigerator when you get home?
Yeah.
how many posters does Mommy have up?
Mom has 5 posters on each wall.
Oh.
At least.
So that's a little overwhelming, I think.
It's almost too many rules.
Yeah. You don't know. Well, how do you prioritize anything?
She's got a lot of sayings up there.
Oh, does she? What kind of sayings?
Yes. What does she have?
Is there something she's emphasizing?
Amanda Way up there. She has the Mazda way up there.
Find a Mazda way to do it?
No. Get it?
The Mazda way. What the is... Mazda way.
Get it?
That's funny.
Get out of its way.
What about the phone pickup at 8:30, Abby? Is that like clockwork that phone is taken away at 8:30 p.m. every night?
We just don't do it.
Wait, what?
Wait, nobody enforces it?
It's unforced?
No.
Really?
Who's supposed to enforce it?
Mom and Dad.
Who would be...
What happens is the other night, Mom says to Dad, have you noticed that they haven't been putting the phones away at 8:30 very much?
Uh-oh.
Damn it.
Dad says, I haven't really noticed it. I thought they were putting it back there. But, of course, Kathy knows they weren't being put there. Of course, she likes to pin the blame on Daddy.
Yikes, you're strict.
Exactly.
Who is the tougher enforcer on the phone rules that aren't enforced, Abby? Is it your mom or your dad?
Mom.
Boy, Abby sounds really annoyed with this conversation. Yeah, are you dying to...
She wants to get on her phone.
Are you just dying to get off this conversation, Maddie?
Abby.
I'm just a little tired.
Yeah. Just a little tired. Okay.
Love this conversation.
A little cranky. Maz, listen.
I'm still sleeping.
Good luck with the rap. And Abby, you have a great day, Abby.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
See you guys.
Bye.
Sorry.
See you, Maz.
Sorry she wasn't to talk about.
It's okay. It's okay. No, I understand.
Totally fine.
She's a teenager.
You can put Rhinestone Cowboy back on. Now. She'll love it.
We're going to go to Kroger now and stock up on cereal. Yeah.
All right. Get plenty of Trix and Fruity Pebbles.
Trix are for kids.
You got it. See you, Maz.
Well, I really don't mind the rain. And a smile can hide all the pain. But you're down when you're riding the train. That's taking the long way.
Hustle's the name of the game. It's a new year. It's a new decade. It's a new time. It's time for Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsND.com. Start something new event. During this Start Something New event, our friends at Zot are leasing new loaded 2020 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4s as low as $148 a month. If you're all about the Jeeps, how about a 2020 Jeep Compass limited all-wheel drive around $122 a month? If you really want to step it up, get to Zot and lease a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $229 a month. Plus, Zot is your lease turning headquarters. Any make, any model, over miles, body damage, payments remaining, no problem at Zot. They'll get you in a new car for the new year. Check out the deals in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Dr. Roche has his St. Patrick's Day specials. Oh, broadband light, three treatments, corrective and three treatments, photo revelation, regular price $23.25. Boy, that's about half, $1,200. And that BBL broadband light is great, really good if you want to freshen up your look. Diva Vaginal Therapy, that's be a freshening up too, I guess. Three treatments for $38.50 plus a free G-Shot, which is valued at $1,200. So you can save, let's see, it's $1,850 total on Diva with the free G-Shot. And then breast surgery specials, breast augmentation, $500 off. Always boobs. Any boobs, any size, any lift, any drop. I don't think Akarish drops boobs. I don't think that's ever happened. But let's see. Oh, and CBD's 15% off the entire month of March. Plus, Dr. Roche carries a full line of hemp CBDs. So go to www.drochecbd.com to learn more. Or call 248-338-1110 for Greg Roche.
Dr. Gregory
Roche. Is this clock right? Are we 53 minutes in, Brandon?
Sounds about
right. Yeah, we sure are.
Boy, the show goes slow when you're just talking about the coronavirus. Man, oh, man.
I was just looking at another show. I'm really become fascinated with these municipalities or states that decide that no crowds over X because, you know, Seattle 250, New York 500.
Yeah, what? How can there be a difference?
Well, the new one is Ohio. The state of Ohio is closing schools and banning gatherings of more than 100 people.
What?
100 people?
What, is it easier to get the coronavirus in Ohio?
I thought they only had 3 cases.
Wait, New York's the highest with 500,
500,
right?
Yeah.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Shouldn't they have the lowest?
Yeah. I was thinking Seattle would have the highest, maybe because it's warmer? I don't know. I mean, I can't think of any other reason.
Seattle should have the lowest because they've had the most. No, well, New York and Seattle have had the most outbreaks.
Yeah. And that New Rochelle is a hot spot. They've got the National Guard in there. And
but you're still allowed to leave, come and go.
Go get food.
Just kind of monitor everybody.
But, I mean, they are keeping people in that hot zone. I mean, they literally can't leave that hot zone. How strange. I mean, it is really like a movie, isn't it?
Yeah, Ohio has 5 cases now, so.
That's not that many.
No, but 100 people, wow.
That means you're going to have to limit, I mean, that's restaurants. I mean, that's.
Sure.
Doesn't 100 seem, I mean, if you're going to allow a gathering, isn't that probably about as big as you want it to be?
100?
Yeah, 500 seems like a lot.
It does. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You know schools are going to be next here.
Yeah. Is that how hard is that going to be for, you know, mom and dad?
To be horrible.
I mean, suddenly.
No, especially if you have a job where you can't work from home.
Yeah. Service industries.
Although a lot of people are being told to work from home, but yeah, if two people have jobs where they absolutely cannot work at home, I mean, something's got to give somewhere. I mean, I'm sure. Hopefully, employees are going to cut people some slack under these circumstances. I would hope.
And to that point, I thought one of the cool things yesterday, with all that news that was breaking, was Mark Cuban and the way he handled it. And one of the things he said is, "Look, these people are going to lose their income here in my arena." So he's actually looking at making it up for them, their lost wages.
It's not about the team. It's just about, you know, the country and life in general. You know, we've got the pieces in place. I'm concerned about the, you know, if now that we're not playing games, what about all the people who work here on an hourly basis? You know, we'll put together a program for them, but, you know, there's just so many things.
Well, I'm glad to hear Mark say that because, you know, at times like this, you find out that there are a lot of great people who do care, who want to do the right thing.
Sure.
And I think there's so much focus on, you know, busting people for things and tattling on people for bad tweets or for whatever. I mean, there's a myriad of things that people are screwing up, and it seems like people always want to get someone in trouble. But, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
There are a lot of really good people who really want to do the right thing and, you know, want to get through this damn thing.
That was weird watching him yesterday, Cuban.
Yeah, when he saw the news on his phone.
As he found out, which I've never seen someone's mouth so agape in my life as he was just slack-jawed.
Yeah, he was.
Hi, Mark.
And then he collapsed in his seat, and that was the point where I'm like, does he know the cameras are on him?
He's probably pretty used to cameras, but maybe not that much.
I think that's a genuine reaction by him.
I'm sure it was.
And then he had to show everybody his phone and the story. The one guy took it out to the officials to show them.
You're rich, you jerk.
Well, it's disappointing, no doubt. And Trump, of course, was on TV last night. And I swear, he looked exhausted to me.
He really did.
I mean, the swelling under his eyes.
Yeah,
has he been sleeping? I mean, jeez. And, you know, we got the travel ban now in Europe, which the EU is not happy about.
What is
foreign nationals.
What does that really do?
You know, I don't really know. I don't
it's
know enough.
Here. He should have done this 2 weeks ago.
I don't know whether to say that it's the wrong thing or the right thing. Honestly, I don't know.
On the other side of the ocean.
I don't know enough about it, but it just seems like.
It's already here.
Yeah, I know, but. Anybody, I mean, my feeling is, I don't know why you want to let anyone in here who could bring it in. I mean, it just seems like anyone who is entering this country should be tested or something ought to be done.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't want people, you know, coming from some hot spot and coming here and spreading it like crazy.
Well, he closed China right away, which was a great move. So why didn't he do it? I don't know.
Yeah,
when Italy started having problems, it should have been okay.
Honestly,
nothing from France, nothing from Germany.
I don't know what it seems to me that these people though who travel a lot, you know, because we hear like Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, and you know, the president shook hands with someone who was next to someone who had the coronavirus, and I mean, some really an NBA player has it, and we were talking about this earlier
Matthew
Broderick's sister. and a reporter.
Yeah.
And you realize that, you know, these are all people who travel a lot, who have important things to do and they keep doing them, and probably versus, you know, people that don't do much, people who are inclined to go home and, you know, spend time with their families and,
yeah,
you know, not be flying here, there, and everywhere. It just seems like people that are important and have to go important places are more likely to get the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Because they're in airports and they're in airplanes. And, God, you know, it's so frustrating to see.
And that's why it kills the economy. When you have things moving around and people moving around and money moving around, that's it, man.
Yeah, and until everything is virtually shut down, you know, it's hard to. I did hear somebody say, you know, yeah, this is the first pandemic in quite a long time, but this will be the first pandemic that we will shut down, that we will not be completely taken out by.
Well, that's why you do
because
this.
We have so many, we have so much better facilities and we're sure. So much better prepared. Although, you know, obviously there's, you know, there's holes in the system and, you know, it's going to be.
I think we were third, really. Well, I don't even know if we're third. I mean, what was it? Actually, we're fourth because it was China, then Iran, then Italy. So
yeah.
To see what they did, we were still faster to close things off than.
Are we fourth in the number of cases?
Last I checked, no, we're not. Because remember, Korea's like, we're handling this. We got this.
Korea's got drive-through testing.
So does Washington, so the Seattle area, Indiana, and Colorado have it. So why can't that be
I don't
everywhere?
Know. I have no idea. And I was also watching, they had a graphic up about Korea has tested 200,000 people.
Yeah.
America has tested just under 12,000 people, and I'm thinking, what?
Well, the delayed tests.
What?
We didn't want the WHO tests.
But that's, we've done 1/15th the number of tests.
I love the WHO.
As Korea?
Here's the number one on the board, China, by a wide margin, 80,932. Italy, 12,462. That is just shot up. They passed Iran, which has 10,075. I still think that's a fake number. Remember yesterday it was 9,000 flat?
Yeah.
They still don't know how to make up a fake number. 10,075? Come on. Go knock it off, Iran. Korea, comma south, 7,869. France, 2,284. Spain, 2,277. Germany, 2,078. And the United States of America, 1,323.
My big question is Italy, in which... The recovery, you know, you look at China, mainland China,
mm-hmm.
80,000 cases, there's been 3,000 deaths, but they have listed 62,000 people have recovered.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
But Italy, 15,000 cases, 1,000 deaths, and only 1,000 recovered? Like, what's taking so long for them to recover?
They're just not
they
as far along,
react,
I guess.
Yeah, they didn't react fast enough, and that curve is still sloped.
Well, today, you know, and you know,
it seems
I'm
like
so tired of. We could almost do a thing on insignificant coronavirus trivia because
ooh,
you hear so much shit.
Today, I think I won with Matthew Broderick's sister.
Yeah, that's a pretty loose connection. They were talking about how in some cases people can have it for 5 weeks.
Yeah.
So you know maybe that's the lag. Italy was hit later, and so they're just behind. But it sounds like Korea and China have pretty well beaten it.
Well, China was first. And China, you know, it's the advantage of being that
China
communist country. You can just say, no one's traveling or going anywhere. We're building a hotel or a hospital in 2 days.
Yep. And that, you
which
know,
is fine because it's
proved to be
their
a pretty good
fault.
Move.
I mean, they could have, they really should have nipped this in the bud back in,
well,
when it started
on,
showing up at the end of December.
We all eat rodent soup, so it could have happened to anybody. It could have happened to you.
That's. It's just amazing.
Did you hear about the kid selling squirts of hand sanitizer?
I know.
At school?
I like that kid. Let's hire him.
Entrepreneur.
Yeah, that guy is going to go.
Genius.
He will go far in this world.
He will be in charge of a Fortune 500 company in no time.
Did we ever find out what he was charging per squirt?
I did not see what he was charging per squirt, no.
Okay.
But he was suspended, so they didn't.
Suspended?
Yeah, they suspended him from school.
He ought to be promoted.
My buddy just sent a note that's saying Ann Arbor Public Schools are out now and Saline closed school. Saline, home of the...
why don't you go back to where he came from?
Yeah, they've closed through the 6th of April.
And why did you stay in Mexico?
Now this is... I bet you that guy wishes he was in Mexico right now.
Where is that guy now?
I don't know if that's official or not.
Is he still
not,
kicked
so.
Off the earth?
No, that guy loves the coronavirus because it took the attention away from his ass.
He does. My high school's been shut down.
Oh, really?
Nutria High School.
They're
closed down.
Shut down.
Yeah.
Charlotte's is still open.
Oh, really?
Well, they closed off Friday and Monday, but you know that's to set up like how they're going to handle things going forward. But now that all these other districts are closing, it's just a matter of time till all schools are closed.
You know, baby Brooke is still going to daycare.
I
was surprised by that. I thought, really?
I was waiting for my daycare to shut down too, and to my surprise, they haven't. Now, I think that they'll probably follow suit. I think next week in the U.S. is going to be crazy. I think that next week,
way worse than
they're going to shut this thing down next week, and I'm going to be screwed. But
but why doesn't that seem like one of the first places that would?
But yeah, the children aren't getting it.
No, I know.
They get it. They just beat it really fast. But they get rid of it fast, but they can still be carriers because kids are gross.
Well, yeah, and do you want to bring it home to you or to grandpa?
No.
Or grandma?
No,
no. No, you don't want anyone to get it. So is that because
Madeline.
Daycare places will not be able to survive if they don't stay open?
Oh, no, I'll still have to pay them.
Well, you still have to pay them for no daycare?
I wouldn't.
I don't pay by the day, by the week. I pay by, it's just a contract, so I'll still have to pay.
When's your contract up?
Well, I think... I don't know. I'll have to look into it.
Do you have an agent that negotiates with them? Do they have an agent?
No, but what I mean is, like, you lock yourself into whatever you're gonna do.
So if they don't provide the service for a couple weeks, I don't understand why you wouldn't get a refund.
I'm not sure. I have Madeline set up for she goes 4 days a week, so I can't really take her the fifth day.
Okay, if you want to pay for it, that's fine.
I don't know, Brandon. I'm really worried about this.
I was watching court TV. I think I found a loophole in your case. I'm going to talk to the judge about a writ of habeas corpus. I'll put the system on trial.
Just threaten to sue him.
Okay. So Northwestern Tech, one of our new sponsors, the heating and cooling school in Southfield, HVAC is all they teach. I don't know.
They're still open.
The program is 10 and a half months. They don't have that many students. I know they graduate about 450 people a year.
Yeah.
So, but they have multiple classes and they start multiple times, different times of the year. In fact, they have a class starting March the 18th, which would be Wednesday, and then they'll have one not too long after that. So maybe they just don't gather that many people together. But HVAC is all they teach. It's 10 and a half months. Over 50% of the training is hands-on. Over 90% of the graduates gets jobs in the HVAC field, and they work with companies in the HVAC field, and that's how many of those people are working while they're in the program. And many people have other jobs because they got to pay for rent, things like that, because not everybody in the program is 18 years old living at home. They've got guys in their 30s, and they encourage women, too. They're more than delighted when women sign up. In fact, I think they tried to get more women at one time. I mean, there was actually a real rush to try and get women in the field because these companies, they want to hire women. Because they don't have enough women. Mm-hmm. But if someone you know is trying to choose a career path or looking to get out of a dead-end job and learn a skilled trade, check out Northwestern Tech at northwesterntech.edu. Northwesterntech.edu. And it is the HVAC school that works, as most people end up after 1 year making $40,000 to $50,000. And down the road, many start their own businesses. That's a nice way to get into business. And, boy, I tell you, it is weird. I was thinking about this, you know, when Harvey was talking about TMZ having people with coronavirus. I kind of wonder, will we be able to work all the way through this thing? I mean, I feel like we will.
Here?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, as long as you don't go anywhere, and I don't go anywhere.
I mean, and as long as there's toilet paper in the house.
Which was a problem yesterday for a while.
No, it just
might have to bring Madeline down here, so she'll just crawl around the carpet with Layla.
Can I bring Annie? And
can dogs get the coronavirus, by the way?
I think they can, right?
Well, okay. So there's been a lot of confusion about that.
By the way, I heard a rumor, please don't judge me in any way, shape, or form. I'm just passing this along. There was a rumor that black people can't get coronavirus.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a little ridiculous.
I thought it was totally ridiculous. But did nobody else heard that besides me?
I didn't hear that.
I'm trying to remember
all.
Where I heard it.
Yeah, what meeting were you at?
You're looking at.
I think, you know, I think it was actually a rumor passed on the Howard Stern show. And I think King of All Blacks might have said it.
Oh, Oh, boy. Well, see, with the dogs, though, I heard it's all dogs, you know, with a pre-existing condition.
Layla received a bone marrow transplant in January.
So we have to be careful with the little girl.
The World Health Organization said pets are generally safe from being infected with coronavirus.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, it's the humans who cause all the problems anyway. You know, this guy.
Apparently, penguin, whatever the hell it is.
Guy gets notified on his phone that he's tested positive for the coronavirus, and he goes ahead and gets on a JetBlue flight from New York to Florida. And passengers.
What's he doing up there?
Passengers knew he was positive because his wife was talking about it, I guess, and she wasn't sitting next to him.
No. She said things like, he just got his test result back. And I have a long shot number for the guy that was talking.
Oh, the guy that was...
The passenger who was okay. He said the person across the way from me was taken to the back of the plane. He was wearing masks and gloves. His wife was sitting in the same row as me and mentioned others. He's not feeling well. She said he got a phone call with his test results right before he took off. Implying that he had a positive test, but not actually saying it.
Well, thanks for getting on the plane, Dick. Although, you know, the guy was just going, no, I got to go home. I got to get home. I don't feel good. I just want to be at home.
Well, I don't blame them.
No, they did have audio from it.
I have to go home. Understandable. Do we seriously have a phone number?
For that guy that gave comment. Like I said, it's a long
top or
shot.
Bottom?
Both of them.
Okay. Well, let's open the whole financial hotline and get on this.
It is open for mans.
Hall Financial Hotline active again. Busy today. It's hard to keep the Hall Financial Hotline busy when so many things are shut down. But we'll do our best.
Oh, balls.
What's the percentage on this number?
Oh, like 5.
Uh-oh. 5%?
Well, it would have been higher if that other one worked.
Uh-oh.
Oh, gross. You have coronavirus, Drew.
He's got AIDS.
Oh, it didn't work.
Soul.
I don't know, it just hung up on me. It didn't even ring.
It was him. His last name was Rodman, too, so.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Well, did you happen to hear that Joe Biden today was saying how he would handle the coronavirus?
They both did.
Bernie came out after Joe.
Oh, Bernie did, too?
Yeah, they all had kind of a statement. Just, you know, hey, this is me being presidential. I'm a leader. This is what I would do.
Yeah, I didn't write down all of Biden's remarks, but he had a couple of, you know, something about testing kits, and then he said FEMA should be building temporary hospitals right now.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Hmm. And unfortunately, you know, when these guys say stuff like that, it suddenly becomes, you know, it's going to become politicized because people are going to say, oh, yeah, that's what he should be doing. And then people go, fuck you, you're not president.
Yeah.
You should shut up.
Great.
Yeah. I really haven't heard much response to it, but what did Bernie say, Brandon?
Oh, I just looked up the TV and he was talking about it right after Joe was.
Okay.
So if there was ever
a time in modern history of our country where we are all in this together, this is that moment. Well, duh.
That's Bernie?
Yeah, it was Bernie, yeah.
Crazy Bernie.
But he's seeking to draw a contrast with President Trump's handling of the coronavirus.
And that contrast is?
I did think it was interesting last night. Did Trump ever mention, like, testing kits?
No, he didn't.
Isn't that what we really care about right now?
Personally, I'm rather interested, and I thought there were 1 million tests that were going to be available this week.
We got a lot of smart people. They're going to be cranking these sons of bitches.
Well, that's kind of what I keep thinking, but then I saw that graphic about South Korea doing 200,000 tests, and we've done 11,000 and some, and I'm thinking, is this number right? I mean, are people trying to get tests and they can't get tests?
There's a few anecdotal stories about that, but I don't know, you know, who these people are, how, you know, if a doctor ordered it.
Well, one guy was pissing and moaning, saying that I thought anybody wanted a test could get a test because I want a test. And he was told he had to go to his doctor, and his doctor would then get him tested. And I didn't think that was necessarily said that anyone could not get a test. I mean, it seems like it makes sense to talk to your doctor.
Here's a piece of good news where a business comes through to help out the little man. During the coronavirus crisis, AT&T is suspending their broadband data caps.
Oh.
So use as much internet as you want, people.
All right.
It's kind of nice of them, right?
Yeah, it's cool.
I hope
it's not that they're not enjoying some good publicity for it.
Well, they might be trying, but they're not the company of the day. The company of the day is
Pornhub.
Oh yeah,
Pornhub. Look at Pornhub stepping up and helping people get through this horrible period with no sports and a lot of other things that are missing from our daily schedule. But Pornhub is offering premium memberships.
Yeah, which means...
For free.
For Italians.
Which means not only do you get the 4.8 billion free porn videos, but you get the premium 11,000 videos.
What's in the premium, Brandon?
I don't know. I think it's just HD ones and maybe some of the best of the best.
So
the best
he's pretending he doesn't know.
Are you telling me people pay Pornhub for premium videos?
Yeah, totally.
They do.
So Pornhub takes the really cool videos, the best ones, and...
Well, so what it is, I don't know if you've ever been on the site, Drew, but they have a lot of users, like verified users and models on there, and they will have premium content. So if you're really in love with a fan, you can pay them money for premium content. And here's the other thing, porn episode. So not only do all Italians get free porno content, which, why do Italians need free porn?
Oh, Italians, they all have premium content already.
That's what I thought, but they said...
It's really no offer at all because they know everyone there has premium content.
They're making most of it. They say, Italy, we love you. Pornhub has decided to donate its percentage revenue from Model Hub platform from March to help Italy during the outbreak. So all the money they share with the content creators on Pornhub is going to Italy to help the...
I thought they were giving money to the WHO, too.
I think I read that as well, yeah. Isn't that nice?
That's really nice.
You know what I'm seeing some of the premium stuff is?
Wait.
A lot of it is like deep fakes. Like, here's the Miley Cyrus deep fake where they just, you know, they post.
That looks like her.
God, that does look like her.
Well, it is. It's a deep fake.
She's got a penis in each hand. Well, it could be Miley Cyrus, I guess, right?
It is. It's definitely Miley.
Here, let me just pot up.
She looks pretty happy, too.
Let's see if this actress sounds like her.
Wait, so they put... Is that Molly? That's her on Flacco, right?
Yeah, no, that's when she orgasmed in that video.
Oh.
Wait, are you really on the premium?
Is that
right
a lookalike?
No, it's just a girl, fake. And it's just a fake.
You can see her face change.
Yeah, they're using like a Snapchat-type filter, but Adobe Selma. What?
It sure looked like Miley Cyrus was beating off two guys.
Here's a good premium one.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, man.
What an animal.
It's a girl
that guy's shot it pounds of fat into that thing.
If that's real, we need to call Jonah.
I think, look how small it is now. I think he was pumping it up with one of those cock pumps.
Gross. I hope that guy dies.
Oh, my God. He could blow it up.
The penis.
It was like a Coke can.
Should we call Jonah to see how he's managing in New York with the minimal... I'm trying to think of other people.
He could
we
be
can
our
call.
New York correspondent.
You try Jonah.
Yeah.
He's very concerned about cleanliness and hand washing and things like that.
Well, he might get coronavirus from enveloping
putting
a doorknob.
His foreskin over a doorknob. That's
but first.
True. We could call him and find out if he's not doing that during the coronavirus period.
The virus has been detected.
Don't feel good.
This is breaking news from the CBNN Coronavirus News Network.
Coronavirus!
Stand by for complete, in-depth, and accurate breaking news and shit. Can't breathe.
So we have yesterday's spokeswoman who has a new video out.
Oh, Cardi B?
Yes.
Oh, yes,
she
that's
is
right.
Continuing her coverage of the coronavirus. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic advice and information.
Government, government, government. You want to know something? I know shit getting real. Once the stock market start going low, that's how I know shit getting real. Because ain't nothing that white corporate America hates the most than losing motherfucking money. And all we need to know is, like, come on now, let's stop playing around. Is this coronavirus shit gonna be like a couple of weeks type of shit, or it's gonna be a couple of months type of shit? Let me know so I can start motherfucking racking up on foods and Montclair so a bitch can move to motherfucking Antarctica, bitch. Cause this shit look like we about to be bird boxing in this motherfucker, bitch. I'm scared, but you wanna know something? I'm about to get the fuck. Cause I was really thinking about moving to the islands. But the shit is motherfucking spreading. But I know that I know ain't nobody going up there. But I is, bitch. What's up? I meet y'all niggas there.
What?
You may marry them.
Has anybody in the government responded to that that post? Because she's directing it to them.
Wait, so white corporate America hates losing money. Do other people not
she
hate losing money?
She loves losing money.
She doesn't mind.
Loves it. It's her favorite.
Well, she makes it rain and things like that, so maybe she doesn't care.
I've read more about the Final Four. It's not. It's just flat out canceled. They're not even suspending it.
There's no way they're going to play March Madness.
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, Big Ten, nothing, yeah. None of it.
Well, the tournament,
all
conference tournaments.
Spring sports.
I got the impression that was completely off, but.
Yeah.
Wow. Should we call Joan and find out if he's taking any measures?
Cautions.
Why not?
If he's.
I would think the foreskin on the doorknob would be out.
He's disinfected it.
Oh, maybe he's disinfecting the doorknob regularly.
He's going to be so pissed. He's always so mad.
Well, it's around dinner time.
No, this is not about porn. It's not about his penis. We're calling about
the
coronavirus.
It's about baseball. I mean,
yeah, he loves baseball.
Let's see if he's tweeted lately.
We should act as if we're calling him for information.
His last tweet was March 11th. I hope he's okay. Wait.
March 11th? Oh, that's 2 days ago. No, 1 day ago.
1 day ago. He wrote, Biden, just pick Kamala Harris for your VP.
What?
Might just be.
Hello?
Hey, is this Jonah?
Who is this?
It's the Drew and Mike Show. We're just listening to Too Damn Big, your favorite song.
It's like 5 years old, 6 years old.
Yeah, and you're still making money off it because we spin it.
Still,
yeah.
No, I'm not making money off it, but thanks for listening.
You're welcome.
Sorry.
we were just calling because we knew there were a lot of coronavirus cases in New York, and we were wondering, are you taking precautions or you have any local flavor you can add?
I'm not over the age of 70, so I'm not worried.
Well, what about spreading it, community spread?
You'd be surprised at how few big crowds there are in New York.
Well, there was
mostly tourists.
Someone online was saying that you were going to refrain from putting your foreskin over the doorknob until we were past this dangerous stage.
I never said that.
You didn't?
Oh, okay. So that's still happening.
I never said I did that either anymore.
Okay. Oh, well, at least we cleared it up then.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So like asking me if I'm still beating my wife.
Wait.
Well, no, I thought you did put your foreskin, you fit it over a doorknob.
I could. I didn't say I did.
Oh,
okay.
Well, how'd you know you could then?
I could jump in front of a bus.
Well, what's the thing that you've enveloped, the largest thing you've enveloped with your foreskin, so you knew that you could do it?
Just a doorknob.
Jonah, what are you going to do a sequel to Too Damn Big? I mean, that song, a lot of people love that song.
Adam Bartik, a lot of people, not that I know of. Adam Bartik wanted to do the pee-pee song with me, but I declined. I'm not going to do penis songs.
Well,
that was
why don't you do? I mean, that song was so catchy, though.
That was my one novelty song.
Okay. Well, it was very catchy. Whoever wrote it. I mean, did you write that song?
I did.
You did.
Speaking of music,
I co-wrote it. But here's the thing with that song is that when we were coming up with it, I told Adam, you know, you have to make it, you know, something that's more of a conversation song, and I suggested I'm trying to remember the name of that. I know the tune. Don't You Want Me Baby. If you listen to It's Too Big Again, you can see the core of that song is Don't You Want Me Baby.
Really? Wow, I didn't even notice that.
Sped up maybe, yeah.
Don't you want
Well, it's very catchy. I mean, it's one of those songs that sticks in your head if you hear it. So that's why I thought maybe you'd put out something else. Maybe
so you're
not
calling it the coronavirus of songs.
Yeah,
possibly.
A little bit.
It's, no, it really does stick with you. So anyway, but you're not concerned about the coronavirus. You're not changing your behavior in any way?
No.
No?
Are you looking really at people when they cough? Or are you looking at them and staring them down?
No, I mean, why would I?
Because they have the coronavirus.
It's interesting because in Philadelphia during the Spanish flu, they actually made it illegal to spit.
Yeah, good.
In public. And now, and that rule is, that law is still in place in Philadelphia.
Good.
Wow. See, we did get some valuable information from Jonah. Absolutely. Jonah, what's going on with your career? Are you doing any acting?
Yeah, plenty of it. I did the Daily, not the Daily Show, sorry, Samantha Bee's show.
Okay.
A couple of weeks ago, actually, maybe a couple of months ago now.
And what'd you guys talk about on Samantha Bee?
Nothing. I was playing a role. She was doing her donation gimmick. You know, just donate, which they'll donate to whatever candidate gets the most votes on their thing. I don't know what happened with that. But yeah, I was there. We chatted a bit, and, you know, off camera. So
cool.
Jonah, you are part of the Cameo family. I know you have a Cameo page.
Yes, I do. If you want to ask me any question, I'll answer it. The problem with that is that people keep on asking me to whip it out, and it's against the
Cameo family rules.
I can't do anything explicit.
I got to say, you're very affordable too. Only $15. I think you could charge more.
Nah, I'm not. I'm not trying to charge too much.
Oh, there you are. I see.
Most popular thing is these girls want me to wish their friends happy birthday and promise them stuff.
Ooh.
Wow.
Will you show, like, if someone wants you to whip it out, can you show, like, the outline of it?
No, I can't.
Really?
I can't do anything explicit.
Wow. Well, that's not explicit. I mean,
no hate speech.
The phone just happened to pan down, and there it is.
Maybe we should start up a competing website and call it Cammy Ho.
No, there's already a competing website for that. It's called Pornhub.
Hey.
Oh, they do shout outs and birthdays?
I'm not on that.
Why aren't you?
He's evolved, Mark.
I don't want to be.
Okay.
Jonah's evolved. He's more than his penis.
Are you still doing your podcast?
Oh, here's the thing. Actually, that reminds me, you know, if you want to see me acting.
Yes.
I mean, really, really acting. We ran a sizzle reel for a show that's still being shopped around. Just look up on YouTube, John, J-O-N Falcon. Not Jonah, but John.
John
Falcon Hacker. And you'll catch a 3-minute sizzle reel of a scene from that show.
Awesome. Does the sizzle reel include you saying that you are
just a struggling actor with a thick, meaty cock?
No, it's me. It's me having a gun. It's me having a gun put to my head to crack a sight.
Brandon, what's that? What is that picture of Jonah right there?
Jonah, you know, you do know that you do have two
nude pictures. Yeah, but that's not porno. It's just pictures.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, wasn't a video of him briefly? It looks like he's talking there.
John Falcon Hacker.
Ah.
Okay. Hey, right. Jonah, did you care to comment on the Twitter poll you had up there about the best Supertramp song?
Yeah, the thing is that I'm starting a new series in which I'm going to review stuff, and I have my own favorites. I just put up the poll to find out what people like the best.
Yeah.
And Take the long way home.
Where's
that Breakfast seems to be everybody else's favorite. My favorite is Dreamer. So,
ooh, that one came in last.
What about Logic? What about the Logical song?
I like the Logical song. That's the reason someone put in write in vote for Breakfast in America.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah.
That album.
Someone
that's
else
a good
voted
album.
For something, but they didn't say what the other was. I can surmise though.
All right, Jonah, I appreciate the feedback, and it sounds like you're going to be fine up there in New York. We just wanted to check in and see if you give us any inside information, and it's much appreciated.
Yep.
All right, buddy.
Cool. All right, thanks, Jonah.
Have a good day.
Thanks brother.
We'll look you up.
Bye.
At John Falcon and Hacker.
Country's underrated. Bye.
What did he say?
What was that? Something's underrated.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And it keeps growing. Too damn big.
And I do have...
Well, he was stuffing.
I do have a correction.
He was stuffing in his butt in that video.
What?
Yeah, look at this video.
What?
He is on Pornhub.
Wait, whoa.
Here's a video of him sticking his wiener inside of his butthole.
Do we need the crystal or?
Oh.
Heads up. No, well, I'll just tell her. Heads up, Crystal.
Pretty heavy.
Okay, heads up, Crystal. Oh, shit. Hold on. I gotta kill too damn big. I want to see if there's audio to this.
Ew. What?
Ah!
I love is when other guys brag about me or never brag about me. I like to know brag.
Ow!
I'm sure you don't have a problem with other people.
Oh, he's really determined to do it. He's changing
easy.
Hands now. Oh, he's using both hands.
Oh, his wiener. He can put his wiener in his butt.
But it's more of a logistics problem. Sure. I love how these guys, they're both talking about it very scientifically.
There's not a great deal of
penetration
really
is, there. But isn't it really more about the logistics of it? He's not trying to get off.
No. It's just showing that he can put his wiener in his butt.
And then there's like a whole documentary on him.
Hey, if you could do it, you'd probably do it. Documentary on Jonah?
Don't know if I would. I am 40. I'm a born and bred New Yorker. I am an actor and a writer. It's very tough being an actor in New York because there's a lot of competition.
Is he going to talk about his wiener? I predict he does at some point.
I have the world's largest penis.
That thing in his jeans,
I am
holy
this
cow.
Big when fully hard. I'm roughly 9 inches when soft. I'm 13 and a half inches long when fully erect. I'm longer than my forearm and thicker than my wrist. And I don't have a thin wrist.
Yeah.
Yeah, the average size is 5 to 7 inches. Okay.
This is Jonah Falcon, and I'm ready to perform for you.
That was his outgoing cameo message. Do you want to hear some of the cameos?
Hey, Christine,
it's Jonah Falcon here, and Molly wants me to wish you a happy 30th birthday. Now, I have a gigantic package for you to unwrap. It's longer than my forearm and thicker than my wrist, and it's not
He should trademark
Academy
that.
Award.
Oh, I see. He's
anyways, happy 30th.
So he's not talking about his penis
coy.
At all.
Yeah.
He's just talking about his penis with every cameo,
it's
probably.
The laminated cameo family rules.
Let's hear another one.
He needs to trademark the longer than my forearm.
Thicker than my wrist.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Jonah Falcon here. Listen, I am still available if you want to ask
this
any
questions.
This
is Jonah Falcon.
Including my deepest, darkest secrets, whatever they might be. Who knows? Maybe you'll ask the right question. Anyways, check me out here on Cameo, and let's see if we can't have something going.
I could envelop the entire doorknob with my foreskin.
Next? I want to hear the next.
See, he should have a policy. He's not doing that right now.
He doesn't care about the coronavirus.
Hey, Jonah Falcon here. Listen, I know you have a lot of questions about me, and guess what? With Cameo, you can ask me any questions you want, anything, and I'll answer it directly to you and you alone. So try it out.
Wait, are these all just ads?
Wait, no. No, the other two weren't.
Wow. Finally, it's snowing in New York. And I had the flu, but I'm heading to CVS to get myself some medicine. And you know what? I'll still record for you. Just ask away.
The devil's trying to give me the flu.
Wait, so he's not doing any. These are all ads.
Hey, Jonah Falcon here. Hope you guys hire me. And guess what? I'm going to start working out a lot. And by my birthday, I hope to be able to wear tank tops and look good. You know, make the top match the bottom.
Jesus.
Good one.
As much as he denies anything regarding his penis, except that it's the biggest penis in the world.
Yes.
He's always talking about it.
I know.
It doesn't matter what he's doing or how much he complains that, you know, he's not or he doesn't want to. He is his penis.
Who he is, yeah.
Oh, man.
I get it.
So he's not doing any. Those are all ads.
No, the first one, right? Because they don't always become public. There's an option on whether you want them to be public or not. Well, and he does have more reviews than a typical person on Cameo has.
Is there anyone else to do on Cameo?
Oh, new ones?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Well, here's what sucks about Cameo. They changed up their format. They used to make it so, boom, new was right there. You saw all the brand new people. Well, now... Oh, yeah. There's some new people I can see. Oh, this is going to be good.
Is Rudy Gobert one of them?
See, but now you click on it, and everything jumps. So hold on. Let me go back, because I want to see this person real quick.
She's on there?
Hi. It's Deborah Messing, and I am so excited to do videos for you.
Fake!
So let me know if you want me to make a video for a birthday or an anniversary or... to tell a joke? I don't know. I'm new to this.
That's hilarious.
Let's go.
Yeah, I need money.
It's because she's been blacklisted by Hollywood for trying to take Trump out. Making your own blacklist.
$250.
Oh, come on.
Here's a good one.
A NASCAR Hall of Fame inductee.
And I'm excited to be part of the Camino
Richard Petty.
Family.
Richard Petty.
To help fans celebrate special moments. You can have me wish your loved ones or friends a happy birthday.
You can probably charge $500, I bet.
Why not give us a try?
What about NASCAR? You like NASCAR?
What's Richard charging?
$250, same as Deborah Messing.
Hey, isn't NASCAR, they haven't canceled events. They just said no fans, right? So they're just running cars. Like,
I guess. Is that right? Is that so they can fulfill the TV contract? Probably.
I would imagine.
But still, Super Bowl champion for the Kansas City Chiefs, Tyreek Hill, a.k.a. the Cheetah. And I'm very excited to join Cameo, man. Anything that you guys need, birthday shout-outs, weddings,
punch a kid,
to the parties, and some words of encouragement, I got y'all, man.
What's he charging, $1,000?
I'm just paying the Cheetah way, man. Cheetah is out, baby.
He's good. $200 for Tyreek Hill, Super Bowl champion.
Shouldn't people like Deborah Messing on there, shouldn't they be saying, you know, this is it. I've reached the bottom of the barrel. I need to do shout-outs for money. So please, so I don't have to sell my clothes to the consignment stores, please hire me to do a cameo.
Yeah, what else is she going to do?
I don't know. You know what? If people were willing to pay me a bunch of money for that, I would definitely do it.
Well, if you weren't making a ton of money.
Why is Vanderbeek on there? Because he has 30 kids?
He doesn't do much anymore, does he?
James, I jumped on here just before Valentine's Day to connect with you all, so hit me up. What you got?
Oh, shit. He's doing a bunch, too. He's $200, and it looks like he's just...
He's kind of at the right age and...
A handsome man.
Nostalgia level to do a lot of this, and he's very handsome, of course.
He puts two-minute cameos out.
I saw him in the... you know that they do that thing, good genes or good surgeons?
On TMZ, yeah. do we have our new breaking news announcement?
The CDNN.
A virus has been detected.
Don't feel good.
This is breaking news from the CVNN, Coronavirus News Network.
Coronavirus!
Stand by for complete, in-depth, and accurate breaking news. And shit. Can't breathe.
Not a third case in Michigan.
Yeah.
Who is it? Should we bring it up?
I don't know if they said.
They don't really give names, do they?
No, HIPAA laws.
But do they give us the area? They won't give you
the city. They usually will.
They give you the county. Oh, no, Broadway is shutting down.
Yes.
Matthew Broderick's going to have to spend time with his sister.
Jerry Seinfeld had a bunch of shows that were on Broadway, I guess, stand-up shows.
I think he'll be
fine. They're all canceled.
Pandemic having an effect in so many different ways now on our everyday lives. Breaking news into our newsroom now. A third person in Michigan has tested positive for the virus. That's all the information that the state has released at this point.
Yeah, and also breaking, Ann Arbor Public Schools will be closed for three weeks. The same goes for Saline Public Schools. A quick look at today's developments right now. The stock market took a plunge, finishing with its worst
day. Basically, every school district is going to be closed.
Yeah. Mm.
So the stock market on Friday, I don't know if I like that Friday is following the minus 2,000 day, because it could be one of those with the weekend coming where people go, oh, shit, I got to dump shit. Otherwise, I can't dump until Monday.
Sure.
Yeah. Or maybe they'll
see you on Friday.
I just don't know what would excite people to buy, because today there was
a low
big
price.
It's Friday.
Yeah. They pumped $1.5 trillion into the economy, the Fed is.
Yeah.
$500 billion in three installments to put some liquidity.
Where's it going?
You know, it's funny. I was thinking the same thing. What does that mean exactly?
I mean, is it just he talked about small business loans, which would be great.
Yeah. No, this is, honestly, this is a small business's nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we're a small business. And we rely on the businesses that advertise. Yeah, it's all about me. It's all about us. And if they stop working because of the coronavirus, then they're not going to advertise, right?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. You know, I was thinking about that, of our advertisers. It seems like most of them would just kind of work through this. They're not giant, you know, like, but what about these plants that have 1,000 people in the plant? I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
No one knows.
They would seem to have some distance. But I was worried about my bookie right off the bat, because with all the sports shutting down. But there's a lot to bet about. There's a lot to bet on my bookie besides March Madness. But that's a big thing for them.
Yeah.
MyBookie.ag, by the way, promo code Drew. But there's always a lot to bet on.
which tends to take up a lot of my time.
I've spent a lot of time in the casino. I have.
Not bad.
A lot of blackjack.
Yeah. Blackjack's fun. Caribbean studs, fun.
But what else are people betting on in my book?
I'm trying to log on right now because I know they have, well, first off, you have future bets. You know, who's going to win the NBA playoffs.
Oh, yeah. The Super Bowl for next year.
You can already probably bet on baseball. Devin Singletary's rushing yards.
Oh.
Whoa.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't checked. But I'm going to probably do it again because I got rich off that last season. I don't know if you guys remembered.
No, I didn't even know who the guy was.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I can't log on right now. It's not letting me.
Well, they had a lot of bets. I mean, and they're not the most standard ones. I mean, not right now people are thinking, you know, NBA, NHL, March Madness, but there is plenty of other things to bet on. What were some of the bets you're talking about?
I know you can bet on who's going to win the election.
Oh,
there's a lot of entertainment type betting.
Yeah, they have a lot of prop type bets.
I wonder if they have new coronavirus bets.
You know, that's. I would think the kind of odds making they do, they could easily come up with those. The odds makers, they could do that. I would think they would because they've got to fill the gap with something. You know, and just when we get all the sports betting opened at the casinos,
so you
could bet on site there.
Bettis go win down there and made a bet.
50% deposit bonus if you go to mybookie.ag and you put some money in to bet on whatever. And if you go to the site, believe me, there are tons of things to bet on besides everything that's canceled right now. Well, you can bet on the NASCAR event, right?
That's right, yeah.
Promo code Drew. That's mybookie.ag. Promo code Drew. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at MyBookie.
You know what I believe what else is going on is the Premier League is still having some games. Soccer.
Oh,
well,
oh, people bet on soccer. I know they do.
Probably what I bet on the most. I mean, I don't bet. What are you talking about? What? All for entertainment purposes.
Should we call Andy Dick to find out? We got Joan on the East Coast. Should we try Andy on the West Coast?
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, we haven't talked to him since the whole...
Been a while.
You know, the whole thing in his
gallery.
Andy's got a lot going on. He always has a lot going on.
Yeah.
I wonder if he even knows about the coronavirus. Because remember we called him, we asked him about Jesse Smollett, which had been going on for weeks. And he's like, who's Jesse Smollett? He didn't even know him from Empire.
Wait, does Andy even know about the coronavirus?
I don't know. I think it's a fair question. See, that should be on my bookie.
If he knows or not.
Brandon?
You want me to dial him up?
Yeah, dial him up.
Yeah, you love it.
All right.
It's your favorite.
I honestly have no earthly idea if he will answer.
Is our internet down?
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh, it is. Okay.
I don't see Andy sitting at home.
No, God, no.
If he ever got it, he'd be a huge spreader.
Andy. Well, his tongue alone.
Andy. Okay, hey. Thanks for calling. Leave your name and your phone number, and Andy. I will call you back. Andy. Thank you so much.
Andy. Detroit calling. Just checking in. See what you're up to.
Want to make sure you don't have the coronavirus.
Yeah, we want to see. Want to get the West Coast view of the coronavirus. I know Washington's a big deal, but I don't know about is California. What's California got for cases?
Well, they have deaths. They have cruise ships too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. All right, Andy. We'll try you back probably early next week. Hopefully, you can talk. We miss you. See you, bud.
Oh no, I messed up.
Four deaths.
Four deaths. Okay. All right.
Do you want to go off coronavirus for a minute? Because I have a couple things that I wanted to kind of push through.
Sure.
No. One of them being Chelsea Manning. Chelsea Manning attempted suicide.
Chelsea Manning, who was a spy.
Yeah.
A whistleblower.
A whistleblower. and went to jail and actually had her sentence commuted, right?
Yeah, Obama.
But she went to jail as a he.
Yeah, Bradley Manning. Mm-hmm.
I believe, didn't he have a sex change operation while in prison?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. And I believe our health system paid for that, didn't they? She didn't pay for that, did she?
I doubt it. Yeah.
I mean, that was a really strange. I mean, I was like, wait, is this really happening?
And well, then, she led to direct deaths by some of the stuff she let out there.
No, I was surprised when she was got clemency.
Yep.
Was it clemency or a pardon?
I don't know.
Or, I guess it was clemency.
So is she in prison now? I thought she was running for Senate. Or is she just saying that I'm out now and this is what happened when I was in there?
According to what I know, she's currently recovering after a suicide attempt in jail.
So she got put back in jail.
In jail.
Remember, she was running for like a congressional seat or something.
Yeah.
You know, I read about Chelsea Manning, and honestly, I used to get so confused because I remembered the crime, and it was a guy that committed the crime. And every time Chelsea Manning would come up, after a while, they didn't even refer back to the fact that, you know, this was Bradley Manning.
Yeah.
And so I was just totally confused by it. And then I read something. Chelsea Manning was running for office, right?
Yeah, I thought so.
And I read an article about it, and it was all about how since getting that Chelsea had always felt like a female, and since getting the sex change, everything was so wonderful. I mean, it was like, you know, the Bruce Jenner transformation. Just completely delighted and happy, and then now a suicide attempt.
So I guess that there was an appeal from the U.S. Army Court of Criminal Appeals. They upheld Chelsea Manning's 2013 court-martial conviction. So apparently she was in jail for contempt. She received a subpoena to testify against Julian Assange. And I guess she doesn't want to do that. So she was jailed because of that. She attempted suicide yesterday. And you know what? It might have... She's recovering. But it might have been the best thing for her because she's been ordered to be released from prison now.
Because she attempted suicide?
A judge has said, hey, nope, get out. U.S. judge orders the release of Chelsea Manning.
I have to tell you, this story, why does it seem that Chelsea Manning somehow can just decide what Chelsea Manning is going to do, and even though it's not okay, somehow it is okay, whether it's acting as a spy.
A judge released her because the grand jury, which she was in contempt of, had concluded, and so they didn't need her anymore. The judge found that her detention any coercive purpose and ordered her to be released.
Then why would she attempt suicide yesterday?
Bad timing.
Was it just a couple days ago, Brent, or yesterday?
Yeah, I don't know why.
It was yesterday, March
11th. The day before she's going to get out.
Well, I don't think she knew she was going to get out.
Yeah. But I think this suicide attempt brought her case to attention, and this judge.
Okay. Well, she never gets a break. So, you know, she's a spy, and she gets clemency, and she gets a sex change while she's in jail. I don't know. I've never been a big fan of that. I feel like, you know, it's like we talk about these people that go in there and say, hey, I'm totally religious, and I'm in this religion, and I need this kind of food. It's like, well, you shouldn't have murdered somebody. If you were that fucking religious, you wouldn't have killed somebody. Yeah. And you wouldn't be in there, and you wouldn't be demanding this meal, and you shouldn't be demanding shit anyway, because you're in fucking jail.
Yeah.
So that's the Chelsea Manning story. I also have a boner line, and then additionally, I have, I just have some information on the whole Corey Feldman mess, because I know
I wanted to talk about that. Yeah. I absolutely want to talk about that. Why don't we do the boner line first? The boner line, by the way, is 209-66-BONER. 209-66-BONER. Cam Gibson, Kirk's son, texted me.
Does he need help about Delta? Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
What?
He tweeted something about Delta. He's got a flight that he can't.
Oh, Cam does?
I thought that's who it was. Might have been his brother. I don't know.
By the way, is Cam Gibson, is there a better major league name than Cam Gibson?
No. It might have been his brother, the one that was in here with us.
Oh, that's Kirk Robert Gibson.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. No, all of Kirk's kids are cool. And he was saying that he had an idea for someone to sponsor the boner line.
Oh, okay.
And he was down there at spring training, and I bet he is just busted up because he's having a good spring. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's at the point now because he was at Erie, And I know he stole a bunch of bases, and he was finding some power. And I was thinking, you know, I'm so psyched if this guy gets up there, because I know he's one of those ball buster guys, yeah, like his father. And, you know, to try and succeed in the baseball business, mm-hmm, when your dad is as good as his dad, that's not nepotism, because that doesn't work. You got to be good enough. Perform. And so, you know, I give him credit for having the balls to do that. But anyway, yeah, he's going to be so bummed, man. I don't know if this is the year he'd go north, but I guess he's having a real good spring. So anyway, 209-66 Boner. Who knows? Maybe Cam will get us a sponsor for the Boner line. I got to make a call on that. But anyway, let's see what people are talking about.
I wonder what they'd be talking about.
Let's find
Drew,
out.
Drew, Mark, Trudy, Brandon, Zoobs, and Bim Gently.
Hello, poop shoots.
Audio separated at birth. Dennis Rodman, I couldn't even go home. And Dr. Dow, I have to go home.
Voice separated at birth. Dennis Rodman and Dr. Dow.
I couldn't even go home.
I have to go home.
Mark and Drew are giving Brandon shit on everything.
That's right.
But I think it's really sweet that he goes with Kristen and the baby places, even if he waits in the car, makes it easier for Kristen to run in and out. Leave him alone. He's a good husband and father.
Great guy.
I don't know how Drew, Mark, or any of these other people have not heard of the Thunderstruck drinking song.
We have played the Thunderstruck drinking game. It's been around for many years.
The Thunderstruck drinking game, it is very, very prevalent at Michigan State football games.
Hey, just want to chime in on Thunderstruck, one of the first drinking games that I played.
I got your back. You with still the lost Thunderstruck, the also known as Thunder Chug drinking game. I have heard of Thunderstruck, the drinking game. It's a fun game to just get messed up to. There's no way you've never heard of the Thunderstruck drinking game.
I have played the Thunderstruck drinking game.
Everybody knows Thunderstruck is one of America's fucking pastimes.
I don't play that game.
I ain't playing.
The guy singing those songs for the 25 greatest rock anthems has the worst voice I've ever heard.
That's quite a voice you've got there.
I'm making a list of the 25 worst voices, and he's in the top five every position, including a number one worst voice of all time.
I think that's probably the weirdest voice I've ever heard in my life.
How can you not put Pearl Jam alive in this list? It's just, it blows my mind.
Oh, you ain't dead.
On your 20 greatest rock anthems, where was Rush and Tom Sawyer?
Ooh.
Come on!
You want to get some Neil Peart all up in you?
Yeah, this is for Brandon, that fucking idiot, joking around about the coronavirus, trying to say more people are killed by coconuts. Are coconuts contagious? You fucking idiot. Fucking millennial.
He's always afraid. Why? I don't know.
Brandon is just jealous of the coronavirus because it has canceled more things than millennials have.
Good morning, millennials.
So my wife and I were supposed to be going on a Norwegian cruise this coming Sunday. So needless to say, we're canceling our trip, and we're just going to do a road trip down south or something.
They're not tripping.
I don't understand why. What does toilet paper have to do with this coronavirus? Why is everybody buying toilet paper?
Let's go to the bathroom and climax into that thin toilet paper.
If you go to a basketball game, you can get coronavirus. You can probably also get it from going to the polls. That is the elephant in the room with coronavirus.
Voting kicks ass, right?
The coronavirus is actually a weird conspiracy to kill us all.
Shut up, conspiracy theorist.
CNN is reporting Chet Hanks updates on Tom and Rita. Chet Hanks? Seriously? Does the Hanks organization not realize this is an international crisis? Where the hell is Colin Hanks?
You're all gonna die!
Goodbye.
That's pretty much it.
That's funny.
You know what? You want another update on coronavirus? The XFL has suspended play.
Oh, no!
WWE and
but
XFL.
They don't have crowds larger than 250 people, so they could have played, technically.
And Kevin Love, the basketball player, is donating $100,000 to the employees of the Q Arena in Cleveland.
Oh, that's great.
To make up for lost wages. Cool. That's a good thing, man.
Very cool. No, like I said, I know a lot of good things will come out of this because there's so many people who are good and have good hearts and want to help people. And it's certainly been a horrific loss of life. was it, 4,500 people have died?
47 around the world.
What's the total people that have the virus now?
128.
Okay, so it's going up about 5,000 a day. Mm-hmm. Is that about right?
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of that was China, and China's, you know, it's funny you learn all these words like community spread and
yeah.
What was the other one about
Wuhan?
Space? Yeah, you learn Wuhan is a city of 10 million people.
And bat soup.
And flattening the curve. That's the
yeah, flattening the curve. China has flattened the curve because they're not growing. Yeah. They aren't. People aren't getting the coronavirus. They're
not at the same rate. They're getting it, but not at the same rate, which is the point, because you don't want to overwhelm the whole.
Yeah, there's as many people recovering as there are getting it.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
But the rest of the world's graph is still going up. Yeah, and in fact,
four new countries have reported.
Kind of a sharp turn up. And I didn't like looking at that. What are the countries that, the new countries?
Turkey.
Oh, boy.
Which, you know, that's a big country.
Yeah.
The Ivory Coast. Honduras. And French Polynesia.
Oh, Christ. You know, I wrote this down yesterday. The fact that all those people went to the polls on Tuesday.
Yeah, guilty.
That was because there were lines, blocks and blocks of lines, some locations worse than others. I mean, and plus the political rallies.
Your civic duty doomed us all.
I mean, Trump canceled three rallies, by the way, so good on him.
Today or yesterday?
They mentioned, I heard it this morning, that he had three upcoming rallies.
Personally,
they've all been canceled, so good.
I can't believe Trump, Bernie, or Biden had a rally. No, I cannot believe that.
I mean,
that was such a bad idea.
Not only the point being that we already know who the two nominees are.
Pretty much.
Right? Shouldn't Bernie, for the sake of the health and safety of this country, just step down?
None of them should have had a rally. That's a lot of people in tight quarters.
You know, they have
that's exactly what we're trying to avoid right now.
You know, they have a debate on Sunday or Monday in Phoenix.
Biden and Bernie?
Yeah.
Are they going to have no crowd?
Yep.
No.
Just a television audience?
That's going to be awful.
I mean, you've got late night shows that are not having audiences. Jeopardy, no audience. Yeah. Wheel of Fortune, no audience. But Bernie Sanders rally,
yeah.
10,000 people, you know. Elbow to elbow. Trump rally. 20,000 people elbow to elbow and 20,000 outside the stupid place.
It's crazy.
Biden rally. I don't know why. I really don't know. Does anyone go to these rallies? Does anyone in our audience go to these rallies? Because I always say that. Who goes to these rallies?
I'm sure
don't
some
get
of them
it.
Do.
They maybe, have to, right? Maybe. No, we got some intense people. It's okay. I don't know. Just, you know... Maybe because we were watching so much coverage of the coronavirus. And honestly, the more you find out, the worse it is in a lot of ways. I mean, everyone needs to know a certain amount.
What, like more to panic about, more to worry about?
Yeah, I think it's easy to get very paranoid about the coronavirus. But on balance, I agree with what's going on and all these things shutting down. And yeah. I think we're getting a handle on it now.
You just have to wait it out.
Yeah, it's going to take...
This next week is going to be really bad.
Well, I'm hoping, you know, I wish we could fast forward to...
April?
April 10th, April 15th, yeah. Somewhere in there. Hopefully we'll have a much better handle on things.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think, you know, you learn. We haven't had a pandemic.
I
mean, this has never been in my whole entire life. I cannot tell you anything even resembles this.
Well, I remember SARS being a big deal, but it never really.
It wasn't for us, though.
It never got here. Well, we had some cases, but no one died in the States. But they were talking about closing the border, and I don't know. They're supposed to learn a lot from that. Makes me want to watch Gwyneth Paltrow's movie again. What's that movie?
Oh, yeah. Contagion?
Contagion. Yeah. It's based on SARS.
She dies really fast. That's a
spoiler alert.
Sorry.
Whoa.
She's patient zero.
I want to say about the boner line calls on the anthems. There were underneath, I was reading, I believe it was underneath where I was reading the comments, and Tom Sawyer did come up a lot. A lot of people were upset that Tom Sawyer wasn't on there.
Tom Sawyer.
and Pearl Jam's Alive was in the, that was, wasn't Pearl Jam Alive
it
in Rick's list?
Yeah.
I just didn't think of it as an anthem. It's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know.
Everyone can sing along to it.
All my Beatles friends were writing in, and some of them were saying Birthday was an anthem. And You know, I never knew
you were such a Beatles fan.
I know it gets played a lot because it's a birthday song. I just don't know if it's an anthem. I mean, I'm not sure what an anthem is anymore. It seems like the list has really confused me. I thought it was songs played at sporting events for the most part.
Oh, I thought it was just
in that area.
I took it as a big rock song where everybody knew the hook and would sing along when they heard
it. Yeah.
Or one of those songs where, surprisingly, everybody knew the words to.
Well, I mean, if on that basis, if it was a rock song, wouldn't YMCA fit?
Yeah, oh, that would fit if it was a rock song.
Yeah,
it doesn't
but
rock.
It's not.
Doesn't you rock. Know, Baby's Got Back would fit, too. Everybody knows the words to that song, right?
Baby's Got Back?
Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Everybody knows
that. Oh, that song,
I bring it up for a particular reason, because the masked singer last night unveiled another
Sarah loser, Palin?
And it was Sarah Palin. Welcome to 2020.
Sarah Palin.
I know.
The whole thing is so funny. I mean, she was so not ready to be president of the United States.
John McCain must be so happy he's dead so we didn't have to see that.
I know. That was such
embarrassing.
Just the worst vetting possibly ever.
No, I just mean the performance on the Masked Singer last night.
Yeah, true.
It was awful.
You know, remember the whole, what magazines do you read? Well, I'm not a big magazine. And she didn't want to give the wrong answer.
Oh, yeah, the gotcha question.
She kind of flipped out. Yeah, called it a gotcha question.
What papers do you read?
You said the wrong magazine. You didn't say any magazine. Gotcha.
I read the Wasilla.
You don't know any magazines.
Didn't she have to fill out a, like a questionnaire? That was the only media interview she had done, was a questionnaire from the Wasilla paper.
She should have just said, like, Maxim, FHM.
Playboy.
She was one of the things they complained about, I remember this, was that she was so adamant that she had to answer every email from Wasilla.
Yeah.
And you know, she's running for vice president and they're trying to coach her up for debate.
My favorite story about her is that debate
with Biden
when they were doing the debate prep, and she would constantly refer to Joe Biden as O'Biden.
O'Biden, yeah.
And they kept correcting her.
She called him that in the debate.
O'Biden. And the debate prep was so bad that they took the VHS tape and shredded it. They never wanted it to get out there. And the one guy, I can't remember the guy's name, he pops up on the circus documentary all the time. He has the bag of the shredded tape. Like, that's his memento from that election. That's Sarah Palin rapping. With her hype man, Nick Cannon.
They couldn't say horny.
They're both single. Maybe they're doing it now, right? Nick Cannon and her?
I am blown away. That's kind of funny, isn't it? I think because she's wearing that ridiculous outfit that she sort of, it loosened her up.
I said to Brandon, I said, it's really embarrassing, but it's not as bad as you would think.
She's totally into it. She's having a ball.
Yeah, she's very confident, which is great, but it's kind of embarrassing, isn't it?
Slightly. Yeah, she knows the song inside out, though.
Yeah, which
I mean,
is
she's
good.
Totally comfortable doing it, which I would have never dreamed.
Oh, that part's great.
That's pretty funny.
Next season, we're going to see Paul Ryan and Tim Kaine. All the failed vice presidential.
Ryan. Oh, Jesus.
They're all going to be on the Masked Singer.
You know, it was funny, too. The guy in the boner line who mentioned, you know, what's the fucking deal with toilet paper? You know.
I know. That
is funny. It is strange. It's like, is that the one thing people can't bear to run out of? Wouldn't food take
a
little
food,
precedence?
You would think.
But, toilet paper.
Yeah, but we got Uber Eats.
Toilet paper is a big problem.
Hey,
you don't want to run out of toilet paper.
Would you want?
And you don't want to be asking your neighbors for toilet paper.
When this gets really bad, are you going to want Uber Eats? Are you going to want some food in some guy's car who has a coronavirus?
I don't know.
I'll wipe 100 times. Still poop. It's like I'm wiping a marker or something.
Oh, did you get the song, Mark? Wait, somebody sent me a song. I think it was Ray. Let me see if I can find it. Or maybe I sent it to Brandon. Did you get it, Brandon?
What in the hell are you talking about?
A song?
Yeah, it was from, it was emailed to me, and I thought I sent it on to one of you guys.
A coronavirus song?
No, it's a song called, this one, Brandon, you didn't get this email?
No.
I have nothing.
I'll bring the song up. It's for Mark, but it's actually, the video for it is hilarious.
Oh, cool. What is it?
It's Take Your Poo to the Loo.
Oh!
For kids. Are you familiar with the song?
Well, I'm guessing it's going to be Matt, right?
No, it's Ray. Ray sent it.
Oh, it's Matt. Not Matt Farley?
No. No, it's a real song.
Oh, you know where? Yeah. You know who had this was Last Week Tonight. John Oliver played this song. Because they were India, right? They tried to get him to dump in a toilet.
But the video, it's like, got all this dancing feces. I guess that's a toilet.
Great animation.
Since they're splashing away in there.
Why is that guy in the middle of a feces circle? That guy sleeps with too many devices in his bed.
First thing in the morning, what do I see? A pile of shit staring at me. I close my eyes, I step away. No matter where I go, there's no getting away.
Why is this guy surrounded by feces? I gotta admit, I'm kind of interested on the thing on the side.
The video is quite something, isn't it?
Oh, the making of
the poo? Making of poo of the poo song, Poo to Loo.
Yeah, let's get some in studio.
So we can see what these guys look like. 620 million people in India defecate in the open. Half of their population defecates in the open. That's the guy.
No matter where I go, there's no getting away.
You guys pushing his voice.
Look at all that feces out there.
Why do they defecate so much in the open?
I don't know. I mean, are they trying to get people to
not defecate,
pick it up and take it to the loo after they dump in public? I don't
think they want them to just find a toilet.
Yeah, I thought India had a real bad toilet problem for years and years and years. In fact, they don't have your standard porcelain throne that you sit on. It's like a hole. It's a hole in the ground.
Yeah,
that you sit
what else
on,
do you need?
Which is a little, I don't know.
That's a little backwards. That's a little backwards.
It just seems like your pants and your legs would always get wet.
I've been
feces
to a place that has a shitter like that.
I mean,
sounds like somewhere I want to go.
It was in Germany.
I mean, I've been camping really many confused times where you got a stool up against a tree. I get it, but
what?
Yeah, sometimes you gotta.
You're supposed to dig a hole.
How often does that happen?
You know, sometimes when you gotta drop a deuce and you're in, you know, state land where there's no toilets. You do what
Why
you
would you
do
be so far from a toilet that you had to do that on any kind of regular basis?
Sometimes nice you planning stay on state land.
What, you just walk miles and miles and miles and miles and miles and miles and miles?
No, you just kind of walk just.
Is this to see how far you can walk away from the toilet and still get back?
No, we just.
Some
we
kind of
stay,
a challenge?
We stay at some pretty awesome campsites when we go up north.
Yeah, they have toilets
so
there?
Awesome they don't have toilets.
And that's the problem. They don't have toilets. So what happens is if the chick's got to go, they'll all load up in a car and they'll go to the toilet. But if the dude's got to go, just drop your drawers and take a dump.
Do you pick it up in a CVS bag?
No, I leave
it
there.
Home?
I leave it there for the squirrels to
Why
sniff.
Is it different well, than nice if a dog does it?
Yeah.
We clean up after our dogs.
This is in the
your
forest.
Feces is special?
This is in the forest. The odds that anyone's even going to come across that feces, sure, I might want
to. There's not much odds.
The next people that camp there.
When we're walking by the church lawn, the odds that somebody's going to care about the lawn at the church are pretty small. It's a giant yard, but I still have to pick it up.
That's not true. That's so false. The information that you just poured out of your mouth is incorrect because people are going to be walking down the sidewalks and seeing that poo.
Not if the dog is like 20
if
feet
up
in the
in
lawn.
If you're up in a Skoda and you're deep into the
What are the
forest?
Brandon rules for population density to pooing in the open? Like how far away from a population do you have to be?
Forest is fair game.
Anywhere in the forest?
Why not?
Well, what if somebody's house backs up to the beginning of that forest? Can I dump in that forest?
You know what? Odds are no one's going to step in it. And you know what? Maybe a deer will come by and eat it up.
Oh,
you never know.
And then someone will kill that deer and then give me the meat and I'll eat it.
I think our Kelly's girlfriend's ate feces.
Oh, they're doing
their own feces.
I think you guys need to do some outdoor stuff, man.
I do plenty of outdoor stuff.
Yeah, you don't poop out in the forest.
No.
No desire to do that. Corey Feldman's screening of his sexual abuse film. This whole thing, I am so tired of hearing Corey Feldman talk about this pedophile ring and these names that he can't say until he does a pay-per-view. And, you know, he's having the screening at the same time so that no one can take the information and not pay for the pay-per-view or be invited to the screen. I mean, it's like, what is this? Is this someone who's trying to do some good or someone who's trying to make money off something?
Either way, he is the most high-maintenance filmmaker in the history of films.
And he's so frustrating when he gets interviewed because he always somehow he stirs up enough people, you know, that Ellen will have him on.
Yeah.
And, you know, she'll ask all the questions and he never answers the fucking questions. It's so frustrating.
And then he has to do a performance, too, where he sings some song with his angels.
Yeah, that's when he did that song on the Today Show. He was bludgeoned for that. In fact, he went back. He was bullied so badly, they invited him back to give him another chance.
I forgot about that.
Remember that? He's dancing like Jackson.
Yeah. Let's go for it. We got
nothing to lose, so baby, let's go for it. What song is that?
That's it. That's Go For It, isn't it?
That's his song that he performed, yeah.
That was the one he did when he got up bullied?
Yes.
With the angels?
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
Okay, so finally, you know, oh, this is it. Fine, I'm coming out with all of it. With My Truth, The Rape of Two Corys. And, of course, Corey Haim.
That's true. I've seen that. I've watched that.
Corey Haim is dead.
Yeah.
So he's speaking
on his
behalf.
And his mom asked him not to do this.
And his mom says that his revelation about Corey Haim, that Charlie Sheen raped Corey when he was 13 by putting Crisco oil on his butt, is not true. That Corey never said a word about it.
Yeah.
And he also implied that, or someone else implied, that Corey Haim, that Charlie Sheen humped him and dumped him, and Corey wanted more action.
Yeah.
I know. It's just the weirdest. The whole thing is so weird. It's like, Dominic, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know why this should be on a pay-per-view, though. It's just ridiculous. So the film had been rejected by traditional theatrical distributors. Probably because there's no interest in it, because he's been shopping it for too long. But he always claims...
I have all the footage.
He always tries to suggest that this is too hot for anyone to handle. They just can't get it legally cleared, and it's just too messy.
In like 2 days before the premiere, he posted a picture of like this photo of a wolf pack that was left on his front porch, and he said,
"The powers that be are trying to scare me into not showing my documentary. Wolf pack picture represents the people that are trying to silence me."
So what are you talking about, Feldman?
He doesn't even know what he's talking about.
And everybody else is just saying,
"Why don't you just go ahead and show us whatever piece of shit you're going to show us, you know, so we can tear it apart and get out to Red Lobster."
The film was rejected by a traditional theatrical distributor, so he decided to release it in an unconventional fashion, setting up a website where the film would be available for streaming to anyone who paid $20 on Monday evening, which is the way things are normally disclosed in child molestation cases. You have a pay-per-view for $20 a piece. At the same time, the 48-year-old would host an industry premiere on behalf of the documentary at the Directors Guild of America's headquarters in Los Angeles. Now, what I didn't realize was that there were actual people who are acting in movies or television who would show up for this. Not many, but there were some.
But names we all know.
At 8 p.m. Monday, when the film was supposed to begin streaming online, paying customers were met with an error message. Realizing the website went down, Feldman decided to halt the screening at the DGA after 10 minutes.
That didn't work out well, did it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
No, it didn't work out well because people left their homes, came to the screening, parked their cars, walked in, whatever, or dropped off by limos or, you know, got a limo, whatever. I mean, how ridiculous. Nope, the streaming isn't going, so we can't show any more of the premiere. After 10 minutes. What does the premiere have to do with the streaming?
None of it.
Nothing.
Nothing. No, they can still do it. They do movie premieres all the time before they make it into theaters.
Exactly. I'd love to say this is all a big act, but it's not. It's real, Feldman told the crowd inside the theater, where he and his team stood on stage frantically trying to figure out how to proceed.
Well, see, that's worth the price of admission right there. If I knew that was going to happen, I would have been there right away.
It's real.
It's like the Charlie Sheen gig at the Fillmore. Isn't it really?
Car wreck.
In the projection room, one of the film's producers was on the phone with the digital provider trying to figure out why the film wasn't streaming. So from the premiere where they have the film and it's projectable, they are trying to troubleshoot the streaming. What the fuck? Feldman asked his producer to amplify the phone call through a loudspeaker so the audience could hear the technicians describe the servers had been attacked numerous times by hackers. Why do the people at the premiere care?
I know.
They're there to watch the premiere.
That screening, yeah. Do they not have a hard copy of the film for them to see at that particular screening?
They're there offering up their names and their whatever equity they have to your premiere, and you're making them not watch it because it's not streaming for people paying $20. What the fuck is that?
I feel, too, like the people on the other end of the phone are just telling Corey what he wants to hear. hackers.
Why would the people to mirror? Well, actually, I'd want to hear it on the loudspeakers, too. The conversations, it's so stupid.
Yeah.
So these people going, Corey, it's being attacked by hackers over the loudspeaker at the premiere where they've stopped the movie. Please be patient, a message read on the film's website.
What a piece of shit movie.
The hackers are trying to prevent the stream from airing. The program will begin momentarily. We appreciate your patience and support. As he mulled his options, the room began to grow restless. How surprising is that? And Rosanna Arquette.
What?
Rosanna Arquette.
Oh, boy.
Who I thought was so hot. Yeah. Who was seated alongside the likes of Patricia Richardson.
Really?
Is that ages enough? Patricia Richardson, the one that went kind of wacky?
No, it's the girl. It's the one from Home Improvement.
Oh.
Jill Taylor.
Weird collection.
Is that who that is? Okay. Dave Navarro.
That seems about right.
Chris Kattan from Saturday Night Live.
That seems about right,
and
too.
And Jamie Kennedy?
Now, Jamie, do we have his number?
Jamie has to be there for laughs, doesn't he? He's got to be there for laughs.
You might know him. I don't know.
They urged him to move forward with the screening because they want to see the fucking movie.
Yeah, so they said, tear go it up. For it.
Wait, we don't have
is
enough.
Is it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
Do we have enough for Jamie?
Maybe.
I definitely want to call him. Rosanna Arquette says, we got to do it, Feldman said. I want all of you to back me when I get sued. Why don't you have him sign something on site before you project it? How ridiculous is that? I want you all to back me when I get sued. Has anyone sued
him?
Why
would they want to back him? No one sued him. No one's going to sue
him. He invited them to a premiere of his movie. They showed up. They got their limos. They did whatever they did. They're there. They've taken up enough time already, and he's telling them, I want you to back me when I get sued.
Now they're going to have to testify in a court case.
Why would they have to back him when he gets sued?
Because he asked.
And why is he getting sued? He's showing movie at a premiere. What are those people going to do? He wants their money?
Yeah, why would he
for
be
attorneys? What do you mean?
Maybe if the information ever got out there, he'd get sued.
Oh, my God. Do we have Jamie's number?
I have Jamie's number, yeah.
Oh, we do? Okay, awesome. Let me just wrap this up. Early Tuesday morning, Feldman was already apologizing. Oh, while the online screening was ultimately canceled, the one at the DGA did continue. Early Tuesday morning, Feldman was already apologizing for the failed online event and pointing fingers in an all-caps update on Twitter.
But there's something to that. There is something to the fact that, yes, they did continue to screen it, but not before Corey said, all right, guys, so the hackers are trying to shut us down, so here's what we're going to do. I don't think it's fair that all these millions of people around the world that paid for the $20 for the streaming don't get to see it. So maybe we shouldn't. Raise your hands if you think we should not show it. And nobody raised their fucking hand because they're already there. So, of course, it's like, oh, damn
it. And they wouldn't pay $20 either.
Yeah, and so that's they ended up proceeding.
Early Tuesday morning, Feldman had his all caps update on Twitter. I give you my personal guarantee everyone will get to see the film, even if I have to, HAVTA, even if I have to burn DVDs and send them to each of you.
Okay, do it. Just start doing that now, please.
Nothing will keep hashtag my truth doc from coming out. This is insane. Please pray for us.
Look out, I have to yell.
What is so hard about streaming it?
Okay. Well, he's hacked. They heard the phone.
Who would
he's
hack?
Totally hacked.
Who in the fucking world would
hack? It's all right. Fine. Well,
Anonymous.
No one.
Anonymous was going to hack him.
Then can we discuss the revelations of this documentary?
Let me just finish this real quick. In the movie, Feldman discloses details about the sexual abuse he says he suffered as a child. He alleges that Corey Haim faced similar abuse, most notably at the hands of actor Charlie Sheen. Haim was 13 when he met Sheen, who was 19 at the time, on the set of the 85 film Lucas. Do you think Sheen is more upset that he's being accused of raping Corey Haim or being reminded that he's in the movie Lucas?
I don't know. Knowing the way stories go, people have started watching Lucas again, and maybe he gets residuals. I don't know.
This wasn't a one-time thing, Haim said in passing. It wasn't like, oh, by the way, this happened. He went into great detail, Feldman says in the movie. He told me, Charlie bent me over in between two trailers and put Cisco oil on my butt and raped me in broad daylight. Anybody could have walked by. Anybody could have seen it. Sheen's publicist released a statement Tuesday morning. These sick, twisted, and outlandish allegations never occurred, period. I would urge everyone to consider the source and read what his mother, Judy Haim, had to say. Judy, for years, asserted that he was not sexually abused by Sheen. In a 2017 interview on the Dr. Oz show, she told the host she didn't see one change in character in her son after he filmed Lucas, which also, by the way, is... Corey Haim is not turning over in his grave because of the revelations about Charlie Sheen, but also the reminder that he was in Lucas.
He can't get residuals because he's dead.
I would have known if anything was wrong. My kid hid nothing. He was like transparent. He never hid anything. He was Corey. It's out of character. Feldman is not the only one who makes the assault allegations against Sheen in the documentary. The allegation is repeated by Feldman's ex-wife. What does Feldman's ex-wife have to do with it? Is there anyone outside of the tiny world of Corey Feldman?
No, he lives in an amazingly small bubble, doesn't he?
The two Corys, producer Scott Carlson, actor Henry Penzi, and late friend Gary Hayes. Also Lost Boys creator Jameson Newlander. They all repeat the accusation. The allegation would likely have been discussed.
Did they repeat it because they were sick of Corey asking him about it? They just said, yes, whatever you want, just do it. Just get away from it.
I don't know who any of these people are.
No.
Susanna Sprague?
Oh, Susanna Sprague.
Susanna Sprague's involved in this? I'll sign on.
So that's pretty huge.
That's Corey's ex-wife, I guess.
I didn't even know who that was.
Now, you mean to tell me that she found this out independently from being Corey's wife?
No. So... if you guys, do you remember watching the Corey show when they had the reality TV show?
Yeah, the two Corys.
The two Corys. Yeah. Well, she was the one that was married to Corey Feldman during that time. And
Wait, she's not the one that married him on The Surreal Life, is she? Remember when he got married?
Oh, that was so emotional. That
I know.
Was great.
He was crying so hard.
Yeah, was Manny his best man? Was Emmanuel Lewis?
It's possible. Yeah. Or Ron Jeremy.
Oh, it might have been Hogg.
Wasn't Ron Jeremy on the show? Tammy Baker was on that show too, wasn't she?
Yeah, she looked great.
I've been following this story for years, maybe 8 years.
Would you say you've been living the story, Brandon?
Here was the thing, is I always believed that Corey Feldman was sincere when he said that he got abused, and I always believed him that he said that there was people that were in the industry that were pedophiles, and so I always kind of followed this story because I wanted to see what ended up coming out, because... he's been throwing out these little bits of information for so long. He keeps cashing it out. He wrote a book years ago. He did this, that, and the other. So this...
it's just income stream for him,
yes,
right?
Yes. This film here accuses six people. Now, here's Corey Feldman's biggest problem. Aside from Charlie Sheen, no one's ever heard of any of these other people. So John Grissom is the famous one. John Grissom... that is Corey Feldman's assistant in the 80s. So, I mean, he's not even really in showbiz. Mm. And so John Grissom is accused of abusing Corey Feldman. But that information came out years ago. We know that.
Well, then take the guy to sue him civilly or something.
Right. Well, next up
why have a pay-per-view and charge $20 to name someone no one knows?
Next up is Marty Weiss. Marty Weiss was a talent manager. He was busted and arrested in the like 2012. So for being a pedophile. So that's when all that came out. So we knew about it. Next up is Bobby Hoffman. He was a famous casting agent. Years ago, Corey Feldman leaked that Bobby Hoffman is one of the guys that abused me. His son, Elfie Hoffman, who is a club owner. Same thing. This happened years ago. I've known these names, but no one knows who they are because no one knows who the hell the Hoffmans are. Dominic Brescia was an actor. You wouldn't recognize him because he wasn't in shit.
Why would anybody care about this story?
Anyway, Dominic Brescia, he
knows these people.
Also said that Charlie Sheen.
Well, anyone raped. Who was molested by Joe Blow or, you know, Joe Molester could do the same thing. He only has Charlie Sheen's name to throw on top of the pile, which he's already thrown in.
So Dominic Brescia, he had a story with the Daily Mail in 2017, 3 years ago, that mentioned Charlie Sheen raping Corey Haim. So this Charlie Sheen is the big revelation of this documentary, and it's a three-year-old story.
You know,
you want to call Jamie Kennedy?
God determined that man was lonely, and it is not good for man to be alone.
I forgot MC Hammer presided over his marriage.
He took a rib from the side of the man and created woman to be by his side. Right. We welcome you all.
That's a little Deion Sanders-esque.
To marriage.
Yeah, call Jamie.
Corey Feldman.
All right.
Corey Feldman, by the way, is wearing like vows that you would like to share United States Revolution knickers. He looks like a
Minuteman.
I forgot Vince Neil was there too.
It's up for Jamie.
Come on, Jamie.
Sent from up above.
Pick up.
Trusting is my heart.
You're rolling with Bob Saget.
For the first time in my life. Innocent.
Hugh Hefner was there.
Oh, come on, Jamie.
So beautiful. My wife.
From the moment I saw you, I knew that the feeling in my heart would never be the same. You've been the most honest, beautiful, and
nurturing person in this
world.
Hello, you reached the message of James Kennedy, a.k.a. B-Rad, a.k.a. I'm not here.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time.
Who are here? Where did he record that? Faces. Was that at the party where Corey was being molested?
They're great.
At Elfie Hoffman's club?
It's a lot of backroom noise. All right, so here's the...
Gabriella Cartelis was at his wedding.
I mean,
here's the rest of the stupid story. The allegation would have been discussed during a panel scheduled to follow the documentary premiere.
Oh, this is the best part.
Boy, I really want to stick around for that. Especially after the long delay at the 10-minute mark because it wasn't streaming online.
And the ranting and raving explanation, yeah.
And playing the phone call over the loudspeakers talking about it being hacked, which is a lie. But after the film's end credits, Feldman walked back to the front of the theater and told the room he felt it was inappropriate to move forward with the Q&A. I'm just a bit lost as to what we do next, and I guess I have to figure it out, he said, after some scoffed from their seats. Feldman went on to explain that...
It was a loud scoff.
The E! News journalist who was supposed to moderate the panel had been forced to drop out by the network 2 hours before the event. Oh my God, it's so hot! It's so controversial and hot, he had to drop out 2 hours before! Yeah, because the E! Network said, this is so dumb and so embarrassing, we don't want our name on it at all. You are forbidden. You will never work for the E! Network again if you attend this idiotic event. He said he was also frustrated with the Associated Press, which he said backed out of a live interview on Monday after watching an embargoed version copy of the film. So they saw the film and said, no, we don't want our live interview. Forget about it. They probably said, we won't do it unless we get to see the film. And then Corey said, well, it's embargoed, so I don't know. You'll have to wait till a certain date to air it. They watched it and said, would you get the fuck out of here and stop wasting our time? Here's the remaining moviegoers to head to the Sunset Strip where free pizza and potato skins awaited at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. Prior to attending the party, however, Feldman was supposed to complete interviews with some members of the press, but 20 minutes after the documentary was over, Feldman was nowhere to be found.
Pig snop.
Did Corey leave? He just left me with all the press. I'm done. His publicist, Samantha Warrench.
Oh.
Who once dated Haim and is featured in the film, vented with a few F-bombs as she searched for Feldman.
Fucking Corey!
Who would want that job?
I know.
What a nightmare.
I want to quit, Rank joked, standing amid clouds of cigarette smoke as her calls continued to go to Feldman's voicemail. About an hour later, Feldman finally arrived, flanked by his wife, Playboy playmate Shauna Sand?
So, yeah. Okay. So what? This is misleading. It says, you got to read it again because there's a comma there.
He's married to Lorenzo Lamas' leftovers?
That's what I thought at first, but there's a comma in there. So it's kind of poorly written. They're saying him his wife, and Shauna Sand.
Oh, okay.
His wife is Courtney Mitchell.
Yeah.
Who's pretty hot, too.
Is that the one he got
Wait, so Shauna Sand is backing him up?
Yeah.
Lorenzo's ex?
Yeah. Seems about right.
I love the combination of people that he's got at this
I know,
event.
It's so bizarre. It's almost as bizarre as a surreal life.
Oh, my God.
That's his wife?
Yeah. She's way taller than him.
Well, she's not bad.
She's blonde.
Is she probably... Geez.
Huge
wants whatever attention that Corey
he always wears Michael Jackson shit. It's yeah. weird. I don't know why he's obsessed with Michael Jackson and dancing like him and wearing half gloves and singing like this. Ow!
Because he stared at his butthole.
He danced like Michael Jackson on the Today Show, which is one of the reasons people were laughing at him. Remember that? He was doing spins and all that stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, his group arrives an hour later. I'm so sorry to keep you waiting, he said, offering a hug. A team of half dozen security guards he had hired.
What does he need security for? I want to know what he paid them. What do you think he paid
These must be just fat friends of his.
Gotta be.
Wearing, he had to pay for the security guard outfits.
I bet you he got them off Craigslist.
He had hired, led him to a table at the back of the room. Oh, I hope he didn't get hurt on the way there. Did somebody break through his wall of security? I'm very frustrated, he said, sliding into a booth. I expected a big celebration, and now I don't feel celebratory at all. I'm very upset.
It's your fault.
Referring to whoever allegedly attacked his website as terrorists and pedo protectors. Feldman admitted he was unsure of how he would move forward with the release of the film. Another streaming event was planned for noon Tuesday, and he said that anyone who had issues watching on Monday night would be granted access to the second screening. If it is not streamed, then we're going to have to start speaking to actual distribution companies and think of an actual distribution alternative. Why would it never, ever stream?
Why? Yeah, what's... Just put it on YouTube.
Because of terrorists and pedo...
I was thinking... Shouldn't
call them... Wait, pedo... terrorists and pedo protectors.
I wish the hackers that hacked the servers just took the video and put it on YouTube for free.
Yeah, why don't they do that?
Because that's the other thing. Shouldn't this be an important service if he's naming these people and their horrific crimes?
Absolutely.
But he Feldman needs to make a buck.
Said he met with two companies about releasing the documentary, Netflix and Lifetime. The latter of which is owned by A&E Networks, which made The Two Corys, his 2007 reality show with Haim. Lifetime was really odd because they were really excited about it and said it's a no-brainer, Feldman said. Noting Lifetime had also aired the 2018 movie, A Tale of Two Corys. And at the last minute, they got cold feet and didn't get much of an explanation. Everyone's afraid to take the risk. Netflix is afraid to take the risk. They said, we don't break news stories. We do movies that have already been broken. So if it's a story that people know, we follow up on that story. Isn't Netflix really about getting viewers, though?
Put anything out there, though.
In financing the movie himself, Feldman said he spent around $1.7 million. Oh, get out of it. What would cost $1.7 million?
His security. That's so ripped off.
$1.7 million to reveal who pedophiles are?
Yeah.
He just had an investor promise him $125,000. When that money fell through, Feldman went on the reality show Marriage Boot Camp to make ends meet. I did a terrible reality show, but hey, whatever it takes for the greater good. After spending $300,000 on the production, he said he had to pay $1 million deductible for film insurance. And
what?
Film insurance?
Well, you got ripped off.
What a joke.
I bet if you tried to find the guy that he took the rider out on, yeah, that guy doesn't exist anymore. That guy disappeared.
He's retired.
There's no finding him.
$400,000 more between the insurance premium and the upfront fees for the streaming platform. What? He said he felt particularly motivated to make the film after the Me Too movement launched in 2017. He found himself with tens of thousands of new Twitter followers, many of whom were urging him, now is the time, name the names! I'm on tour going, not the time, not the place. It worked, I guess. It's not fair that I had to stop everything I was doing. It felt very pressured. He paused to get Warren's attention. That's the woman that was the publicist. Sammy, can I get some food? I want the food that I paid for. I paid for all this food. I don't see it anywhere. I want the damn potato skins.
Oh, my God.
One of the hired security guards swiftly obtained the skins. Isn't that out of their job description?
Yeah,
they're security not guards. I think they should have said that. We're busy providing
Protecting
security.
You. If I leave, you could get attacked.
Yes, by
Just
terrorists.
Like your servers.
The pedo protectors will leak in.
Protectors.
As I said, the most important thing is victims finding the courage to speak their truth.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Nothing will stop this because God gave me the strength to get this far. I will not stop until I'm either dead, and it's not a challenge, or I get the justice I deserve. which means everybody gets to hear it. But he's already named these people.
Yeah, we already know the whole story.
What is anyone supposed to do?
I don't know. Just humor him. Can we just all humor him from now on?
Oh, boy. You want to try Jamie one more time?
You want to try Corey Feldman?
Do we have his number? Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. But we can try.
I'd much rather talk to Jamie. Because Corey will just go on and on and blah, 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 blah.
I'm
going to
give one shot. I just want to see if this is Corey's number.
Okay. I will let it go through. If Corey talks for more than...
No routes found.
Sounded like him.
It sounds like the pedal protectors got to the line.
It was hacked.
No routes found. Been hacked.
I think my huge hands might have messed up. But I'll call... I'll
hacked
call
by pedal protectors. He's got a Corey song?
Yeah, of course he does.
Corey.
Jamie, let's go.
That was okay.
Hello, you reached the message of James Kennedy.
Jamie!
A.K.A. B-Rad.
Damn it. A.K.A. I'm not here.
I'm not here.
Damn it.
I know we're way over time, but I'm surprised we haven't gotten to that story. Did you see that today?
Yeah, I did see that. The chairman of the UN Board of Regents was molested or sexually assaulted by Dr. Drop Your Drawers.
The head of the Regents.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty amazing.
That's bigger than Mark Schlissel. The Regents run the university.
Well, this guy's donated $100 million to the University of Michigan, so I don't think he's in it for any money. In fact, he said he's not. His desire is not to sue. His desire is to see that this is handled.
If anything, won't he do the other side and protect the university now?
I don't think if he's saying that Dr. Anderson assaulted him, I don't think he's protecting the school. I mean, his goal obviously is to make sure that people know this happened, it sounds like.
I don't know. It's a weird story.
He said he experienced abuse at the hands of the doctor while a student, joining dozens of others who have raised such accusations. As an individual loves the university, chair of the Board of Regents, and one of the university's largest donors, I know that there is only one way we can truly understand what happened and how to make it certain it never happens again. We must encourage survivors to come forward and tell their story and protect their privacy. Part of that story is that I am a survivor. I was abused by Dr. Anderson. He was a freshman on the wrestling team, and he doesn't want to go into details. I don't blame him.
Oh, no, I'm surprised people do.
As the university's highest-ranking elected official, will be involved not only in setting policy to respond to the investigation's findings, but he will also have to sign off on UM's strategy for defending itself against lawsuits and approving any settlements that may result. Weiser will not sue the university, but sees no conflict in the two roles, will not recuse himself from decision-making. I still want to have my input. It's crazy. By the way, this guy donated $100 million to the school. What did Ross give to Michigan?
250, I thought.
$250 million.
I thought it was 250.
So these two guys have given $350 million to the university just in the last few years,
right? Yeah, a couple of years,
How much money does Michigan need?
More.
It's just so
I don't
weird.
Know, they keep calling me. I don't know how much money they think I have.
Well, you know, Michigan State just apparently writes a check for $500 million and it's no big deal.
I'm sure if you ask the Regents, hey, how much money do we need to raise for the endowment? More.
If Michigan State has $500 million sitting around to pay victims of Larry Nassar, doesn't it seem like they could charge a little less for the school?
Yeah.
I mean, honest to God.
Yeah, what do they do with the endowments? Like, what is that just?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like
billions. Everything they're making money.
Everything that's built there is the money's raised and it's paid for. It's done. And what do they do with all this money sitting around?
It makes more money. It makes more money.
Well, wouldn't it be nice if they charged people less to go to college instead of just trying to make a big pile of money?
They're giving free tuition to certain people under certain income levels. So, sure.
I think they have a positive balance.
Good.
By a lot.
Stop calling me for money. Michigan.
All right, Brandon, get us out of here. We got to remember to try Jamie Kennedy again. I have to believe he got some laughs at this event. I mean, do you think those people are all there as serious supporters?
Oh, boy, that's a great question.
I can't believe Jamie Kennedy plans to spend money supporting Corey when he gets sued.
He could be good friends with him.
Yeah.
I guess it's possible.
Hey, breaking news. The U.S.-led coalition airstrikes are underway against Iranian-backed militia sites in Iraq.
All right.
Don't we have enough on our plate right now?
I guess not. How many coronavirus cases are there in Iraq?
It's funny. I was looking right as you're saying it. It doesn't look like any, so why don't we all just move there? I'm sorry, 71.
I mean, you can't get anything flying over the airspace, can you?
No.
It's just a gathering of two people in a plane, right?
Why don't we just attack Iran right now? They're kind of struggling.
I don't know. Crazy flipping world. All right, everybody have a great weekend, and hopefully you are washing your hands.
Yeah, doing anything.
I was reading about having an immune system that works best, and the advice was get lots of sleep.
Hydrate.
Eat healthy. What was the third thing? Exercise.
Yeah.
Exercise.
Stay hydrated, too.
Get lots of sleep. Sure, stay hydrated. And eat healthy. And you'll be better at fighting this thing off. So there.
Yep.
There you go. We'll see ya!
Memories of the Pontiac Silverdome in rustic Pontiac, Michigan.
Oh, my greatest dome memory? Hey, it's like, I guess I'm hammered, poo-pooed at Monster Truck. Gravedigger's coming up and I gotta drain the lizard so bad. Anyways, no way I'm missing Gravedigger, so I start whizzing in a beer cup. Just as I'm topping this off, Gravedigger's engine roars and I'm so frickin' psyched, I give this chick in front of me an accidental golden shower. She's got this big ass hair, it's like she could have used a couple inches off of that anyways. So I'm like, hey, sorry, it's cool, I'm clean, it's not like a foamy whiz or nothing like that. Next thing I know, her boyfriend sucker punches me, we brawl, I end up in OCJ for 2 weeks because I had a couple outstanding warrants and my old lady wouldn't bail me out. Stupid bitch! I guess that's my Silver Dome memory.
My parents got coronavirus. They're not tripping.